जयं श्रीपादपरमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान् अभयशरणारविन्द भक्तवेदान्त गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान् भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंदवटी वैष्णव बृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्याम गुंड राधा गुंडगिरि गोवर्धन की बृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की बदरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम गंगमाई की यमुनमाई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की और प्रेम और गौरी सुधे संबंधी बोली और गौरी सुधे संबंधी बोली और गौरी सुधे संबंधी बोली और गौरी और गौरी श्री श्री गुरु गौरंग और गौरी श्री शील प्रभुपाद नमाम शुभदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय गुरुदेव श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसार सागरे मग्नम दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मग्राहक हीदांगं मां उद्धर भवार्णव श्रीमद्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्ष कृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भव सागरे मनोरधीमधीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं कृतमकेशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नाथस्त्वं नो यत प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वभाव प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनम् तेजो वारिमृतम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा नाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि धर्म प्रोचित कैकगोत्र मनमो नर्मत्सराणाम् सदा वेद्यम् वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदम् तावत्त्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनि कृते किं वा वरैरीश्वर सद्यो प्रत्यवरुद्यनेत्र कृतिभि शुश्रूषुभि तत्क्षणान् निगमकल्पतरो गणितम् फलम् शुभमुखादमुदद्रव संयुतम् पिबत भागवतम् रसमालयम् सचिदानन्दरूपाय विशोल्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नमः यमम् प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुभेदमभेदकृत्यम् द्वैवाह्यनो विरहगातरवाञ्छा पुत्रे निदन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेतु तम् सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अदितिदीर्षदाम् तमोन्धम् संसारिणाम् करुणया पुराणगुह्यम् तम् व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुम् मुनीनाम् नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिरादृतानेन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्भता मुरारे मधुरीणाम् कनिगापि कापि कापि मम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीम् गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे ദുർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദീ പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമതി ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ടശാ വ്യാസം ഹരിഗതോ ഗീതം പുരാദീ ഗുണത്രയം ഗോപീ ശരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാനവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലേശമനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദവരം ബ്രഹ്മ മാസദാംബുരദോ മമ മോഹം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമദരാധ്യായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So yesterday we were talking about the Atma of the soul is Akarta. Akarta means he doesn't do anything, and one who doesn't do anything in him but still he is rotating with the subtle body, isn't it? Brahmanam it's called. That means that Atma on his own has no karma. There is no karma means in the Atma. But still this cycle of birth and death continues, and Atma goes along with that. Brahmanam. That is what we were, Krishna was saying yesterday, that how that happens. He mentions that at that time we were saying that the that how gradually this concept of liberation, concept of mukti, what is spoken in the Ekadasha Skandam, quietly develops within a person. That's what we talked about yesterday. Just like we have different sankalpam within us, that sankalpam eventually develops into action and then finally matures in the result what we built the sankalpam around. As we gave the examples of students, they have different ideas when they want to grow up. They grow up what they want to become later, isn't it? Somebody wants to become a doctor or an engineer or a lawyer or whatever. That is, accordingly that sankalpam gets stronger inside. And finally, all the endeavor, effort from that person goes in that direction, and eventually he turns out what he wants to be. So, this what we were discussing yesterday, that this sankalpam of self-realization, if it becomes stronger in a person, then what will happen? That is the most important thing. That how this sankalpam inside becomes stronger and stronger with the time. And we mentioned there also that a person who is progressing in that direction, he will notice one interesting thing, that is, he wants, first of all, that he wants to remain alone. That is the first symptom of that person. He wants to withdraw from the society and people around, because he has come to a very serious situation. Ekande sukhamasyadam. He enjoys that loneliness or the solitude. Paradare chetas samadhiyadam. That samadhi state he started slightly experiencing inside. Paradari means that samadhi state inside, he started developing within.
Purna alma susamikshadam jagadidam talbhadidam drishyadam.
Purna alma susamikshadam jagadidam talbhadidam drishyadam. More and more he becomes convinced. Convinced means not on a mental or intellectual level, but in the consciousness. He becomes more and more clear in experience level. Consciousness is experience, isn't it? Mental and intellectual is perception. Always. Mental and intellectual is perception. Conscious anubhavam, experience is in the consciousness. In the consciousness. So, purna alpa susamikshadam jagadidam. That alpa alone exists. Alpa is present everywhere.
Jagadidam talbhadidam drishyadam.
He sees the presence of alpa in every living being. That is immediate. Simultaneously with the understanding that his own identity is not with the body, more and more he gets released from this body, that he feels identity with the self as the soul, along with that he also sees the jagadidam talbhadidam drishyadam, that all around while looking in the world, what he finds is that presence of alpa.
Prakarma pravilapyadam jidibalam apyuttare shlishyadam. Prarabdham tvaha bujyadam adhapara brahmalpanastiyadam.
Prarabdham tvaha bujyadam adhapara brahmalpanastiyadam. A situation comes in life that
prakarma pravilapyadam chidi balama pyuttarai shrishyadam.
He is in a position to accept everything as a result of his own karma. Karma has started. He started seeing the power of karma working in his own life. Normally people don't think like that, isn't it? As soon as something happens, you go to find, counteract that the result, isn't it? But here, because he has come to a higher understanding of life, therefore he is willing to go along with this, that prakarma pravilapidam chidibala apyuttare shishyadam, that everything that's happening in his life, he is able to accept it as the result of his own karma.
Prarabdham dha bujyadam athapara brahmalpanastiyadam.
That he sees that I am just eating my prarabdham. That is coming through my life in different ways.
Parabrahmalpanastiyadam.
And at the same time he is situated in the state of Brahma. Brahma realization. So, what you have to remember here is that that prarabdhaya samarpitam svabhu. He has handed over his body to prarabdham. That's what he has done. He has handed over his body to prarabdham. What is prarabdham? Prarabdha means body is there. Body is there. Not agamam or sanchiram, but only the prarabdham. And not only that, he knows very well that prarabdham, when he is experiencing that, he will not deviate from the path of dharma. That is important. That even while remaining in experiencing that prarabdham, he will not move away from that, deviate from dharma. This is the way it is. That not that he will do what he likes. Oh, it's all prarabdham and leave things behind. But still, prarabdham ihi ucchyadam adhara brahmatmanasthiyadam.
So, because this prarabdham is will go with what is known as destiny, isn't it? That is Krishna's department, that is. Krishna's department, that is. In other words, there is no false ego operating there. There is no false ego operating there. He will still be very, very peaceful about it. And if we have come to that state of spiritual life, then you can say that faculty inside will start building up. Which faculty? The dreaming about liberation. Dreaming about liberation. That faculty will start developing within. So, prior to this mukti or liberation happens, there are so many things happens in a person. He will develop inside a certain understanding of life, that it is prarabdham that has brought this body here. body is the effect of that prarabdham, and what that prarabdham comes to the body, that will come and it will have its own way of dealing with the body. So he is willing to live with all that. Within himself he has come to this agreement inside, that he will not question when disturbances or distress comes in life. So when that sankalpam inside becomes very powerful, then what happens is, when he sees some realized souls, or when he hears from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, especially about this canto, Ekadasha Skandam, that in his own imagination, he starts dreaming about this liberation. He starts dreaming about the liberation. Who is seeing this? We are not seeing that. By now, Antaryami has taken over everything. Antaryami from within, Antaryami wants to free from this body. Antaryami doesn't want to stay here in this bag of matter. Isn't it? This is material elements, mind, intelligence, ego. This is not Antaryami's residence. So Antaryami started seeing, experiencing this dream of liberation. Once it has happened there in Antaryami, then eventually it means that it will become a reality. It will become a reality. It will become a reality. Yesterday we mentioned this, that at what stage it becomes a reality. That is, that this dream that has developed very strongly inside about liberation, it eventually is taken over by Antaryami. Initially it starts in a different way. Initially I am doing sadhana, I have some goal which is very unclear. Initial stages. Shastram says something, but in your own consciousness, that's not become a reality yet. Shastram is saying so many things, but on your own, it hasn't become a reality yet. You don't know yet. We will say that. Theoretically, you may say, yes, Golokam, Kailasam, Vaikuntham, and all, we will say like that. But how much are we clear about all those things? Nothing. Isn't it? Nothing is clear at that stage. Self-realization, nothing is clear. But what happens is that when this progress happens in him, that he is able to understand the laws of karma from the Shastram. And when he has analyzed the world very well, due to his sadhana, lot of chitta shuddhi has happened inside. And at that time, this knowledge will start quietly working inside in that person. And it is at that time, he is saying here that prarabdham iha mujyadam adhavara brahmalpanasthiyadam. Let the prarabdham carry on its own way. I will remain in spiritual path. This decision, he makes it very, it becomes very firmly rooted inside. Brahmalpanasthiyadam, always fixed in the Brahman, in that way he is situated. And at the same time, prarabdham iha mujyadam, he is willing to swallow the prarabdham. He is willing to swallow the prarabdham. So, power of sankalpam, that is what we said yesterday. Agastya Maharshi wanted to marry the daughter of a king. Her name is Lobamudra. It is in the Yoga Vasishtam, this story comes. So, Lobamudra had to take birth as daughter of a king, and he married her because of the power of that sankalpam of Agastya Maharshi. And so, see, equally, this is due to, just to show the power of that sankalpam inside. Similarly, this mumukshatvam, or necessity to get released from the material world or material existence, when that becomes very, very strong inside, it's a powerful force that's working inside a person, and it creates everything. It creates a spiritual master, and finally, all other separated existence of the Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, all those things finally disappears from him. Disappears from him. Basically, what it is saying here is that along with the disappearance of the Jiva form, false ego, and Jagat, the world, and the personifications, Ishvara, all these three separated existence, separated forms, which is called a tribhuti, once that has gone away, then he will be situated in his own self, in his own self, which means that at that stage he has no birth, he has no death, he has no old age, he has no changes that's happening in the body, everything has gone from him. And all the other things what happens within the body, that also comes to a stop. That is why Brahmatmana Sthiyate, it mentions like that. And that state is called Mukti, that state is called liberation. And bondage means constantly subjected to change, chalanam. Chalanam is that movement, what happens, means constant subjected to changes in the body, changes in the mind, ego, intelligence, all that is bondage, all that is bondage. So, that is where Krishna mentions there, to make that more clear, he mentioned in that verse, Nrityato 53, Nrityato gayato pashyan, tadhaiva anugaroti tan, evam buddhi gunan pashyan, aniho penu gayate. That verse, 22:53. Nrityato gayata pashyan, he mentioned that while dancing and while singing, people are seeing that and they automatically get pulled into it. They start dancing or they start singing, isn't it? So, to remain without any identification, that's only possible for realized souls. Only in realized state you can remain without any identification. This is an important thing. We think that you are not identifying. We are identifying with many things in life. Krishna's point is that you can see how this strong this identification is. You can see often now, particularly these days, that people walk around with their eye player or something and with these two things in the ear. If you look at them carefully, what happens? That they are listening to that music. Summertime when they open the car windows and then they are driving. According to the music, the driver is dancing in the car. You'll see this very often, isn't it? People are always, and it's not forced on them, it happens. Very quickly it happens, that identification with the music. Identification with the music very easily happens. So, it is difficult to remain without identifying with anybody, anything. That's a very difficult thing. You can see how people easily identify with something. We want to identify with the institution. We want to identify with community. We want to identify with the country of birth. We want to identify with the particular language speaking in that way, isn't it? So, we want to get identified with something. And according to your desires to identify, in order to cater for that, the entertainment media also develops that identification in us. It will increase that identification. So, because that is how always we want something to create some disturbance in us. Only then you feel happy. Some kind of disturbance should be there to keep us occupied. So as much as this identification gets stronger, Krishna says here, either in the mind or in the intelligence, along with that, the mind and intelligence will get activated with the identification. We have talked yesterday also that how in the music festivals, how people get immediately excited, and you can see whether it is Glastonbury or Woodstock or whatever it is, everywhere the same effect on the people. That as soon as they get the music going, the effect of the music is straight away identification with that. That they sing or they dance along with that, isn't it? So, and it is, actually this identification is a kind of a disturbance of the mind. It's a sickness of the mind. Some people, they take this things like ganja. And they become identified with something. There was once a news like that. One girl, young girl, She was living in the 14th or 16th floor of a tower block. And she took this ganja or one of those category things, whatever that is. And she felt that she is a bird flying in the sky. And she opened the window and then she realized she is sitting on the top of a tree. All these hallucinations developed inside. And then she wanted to fly. She, with the both arms wide open, she jumped out of the window from the 14th floor of the building. That's it. Flying is over. Last flight. So, that is the end of that. So this identification can happen in various ways. Through drugs, you can identify with something. Or sometimes you can see, if you ask the psychiatrist, they will tell you how the different patients have different kinds of identifications. What Krishna is saying is that, Krishna's point is, they are not the only one who are sick in their mind. We are also sick in our mind. We are also mental patients. We are not stable. We are also not stable. Because, because the center where we should be, we are not there. Instead of being the soul, Atma, where we should be, instead we are situated somewhere else. Because you can see that how it is affecting us. Like as I mentioned yesterday, a policeman will identify with that dress very well. A doctor will think that he is a doctor. And a solicitor, he has, after a long time, he has identified he is a lawyer with that. Like this, so many identification has happened, and Krishna is saying how this has happened. And that is what that verse is talking about. Nrityato gayata pashyan yathaiva anikaryodhitan evam buddhi gunan pashyan anihopi anugaryade, Krishna says. That there is not a lot you can do, Krishna says, that the this identification is the disease. Identification itself is a disease for all of us. Some way or the other we are identifying with something. Krishna says that is a disease. Only person who doesn't identify with anything is a realized person. Like once a doctor said that he hypnotized a patient. So when he was hypnotized, this patient, he had all his mental barriers has broke open. What happens during hypnotism is that certain things we all keep to ourselves, isn't it, about us. We all keep certain things to ourselves. We don't say and go to the world and tell everyone everything. Some things we keep to ourselves. But when somebody is hypnotized, that barrier which is keeping his world of mind within certain restrictions, that broke open and he came out from that mind. And in this patient's mind, he had a lot of information about the doctor in his mind, which he knew about the doctor. And he started saying everything, what he knew about the doctor. So, mentions like that, all the problems the doctor had in his life. Lot of people have got, everybody has some problem, isn't it? Who doesn't have problems? So, then when he started talking about all the problems of this world, you can imagine that doctor realized he did a big mistake. Because doctor, he didn't want to hypnotize anybody anymore after that. Because the patient started saying anything what he knew about the doctor openly. He started talking about it. So, not only that, he started talking about all his personal life, family problems and all other things. And these were all inside him. So, this is not a new thing. Why this is important is that the even those who are in a little bit of yoga state, they can easily suck everything what is in your brain. What thoughts are going through your mind or brain, they can take it out. Those even who are in the yoga state. So, these are siddhis that comes to people which are considered to be in the nursery level. Nursery level. We call it as reading others' mind and all that, isn't it? They are not considered to be a big thing from the Shastric point of view. So, So it is possible, those who have become a little bit advanced in spiritual life, for them to read the mind or the what thoughts, thought ways of another person. It is possible for him to do that. What others are thinking, what is in their imagination, what their sankalpam is, and that will all come to you if you develop that siddhi in a natural way. So at that time, you may say something, isn't it? If it has come to you from another person's mind or brain, if something has come to you, you will talk about that. What Krishna is saying here, all that of is manomayi. You remember? Krishna uses that word. Manomayi, he says here. That, yeah. Eda, verse 48. Eda manoradhamayir anyasyocha vachastanu gunasangad ubadate kujil kaschil jahaticha. That verse. Krishna's point is that manomayi, manoradham, is like that. Those who have got some siddhis, they are able to read others' mind. They live to read others' mind. What thought waves are coming through your mind? What sankalpam you have in your mind? Krishna is saying it is possible to know all that very easily. Again, in the 55th verse, he says the same thing. Yadha manoratha diyo vishayanubhavo mrashaha svapna drishtascha dasharaha tatha samsaramalpana. So the point is, Krishna says here, that the wherever you, he says, that this manomayi, what Krishna calls it as manomayi, that's what Krishna is using here, manomayi, isn't it? Manoratadhyaya. This manomayi itself is a disease, Krishna is saying. It's a disease. Krishna says to Uddhava, wherever you go and identify with anything, your mind will start following that. If you look at our own life, you will see how this works. You can see famous football players. You see how others imitate them, isn't it? They become their hero. And in their mind, they started thinking, I am David Beckham, or I am Ronaldo, or Rivaldo, or whoever it is. I am that. He starts thinking. Then how does that manifest? Then you buy that shirt with the name on that, put it on your back. That's what Krishna is saying. That's exactly what Krishna is saying here. Krishna is saying that how everyone is a mental patient in this world. In the sports industry, it happens in one way. Music industry, it happens in one way. Spiritual industry, it happens in another way. In spiritual industry also, it's happening. That, my Guru Maharaj is dressed up like this, he has got a turban, and he has got his walking and signing or speaking. You follow that. This is manomayi. How one's mind starts imitating others. Krishna is saying, that is what Krishna is saying here. That yadha manoratha diyo vishayana bhavo mrushaha svapna drishtascha dasharaha tatha samsaram atmana. Krishna's point is that Uddhava, from this problem, that just like when the water moves, appears as though tree is moving. Krishna gave that example, isn't it? Similarly, yathambasa prachalada taravobi chalaiva chakshusha brahmimanena drishyade brahmadeva bhu. He mentioned that yesterday. Then similarly, he says here that in the yatha manoratadiyo shayanubhavo mrusha svapna drishtascha dasharha tatha samsaram alpana. So for the soul, when they say samsaram, material existence means this problem of the mind. This problem of the mind, to go along with so many things in this world with false identification after that, is called material existence for the soul. So, So, suppose there is nothing in there, still samsara, material existence won't go. It will be there. It doesn't require every time any gadgets or anything. You can see that also, that in the next verse he says, that is what that next verse, Artehi avidyamanevi, the important verse, Artehi avidyamanevi, samsradir na nivartade, dhyayado vishayanasya, swapne anarthagamo yada. That verse is indicating that. Because in dream, you see, in the vacant state, you need an object. Isn't it? Krishna is saying to us, in the vacant state, your mind will go after something and identify with it. Either a football player, or a politician, or a businessman, or a film actor, or something like that. You will go and imitate that something according to your manoratham, according to your mind. What about dream state? Krishna is saying, even the dream state, the mind has got the same problem. Because he says here, that in the dream state, there is no, you don't have any gadgets. You don't have any gadgets. And still, in the dream state, he is experiencing distress and happiness. Isn't it? And all problems also in the dream state. And that is what, just like in the vacant state. Experience in the vacant state, similar experience happens in the dream state also. That is what he says here. That therefore, after saying all these things, first Krishna has opened up about the mind to tell us that this mind itself is a dangerous thing. That it has got all these problems with the mind. It's got all these problems with this mind. And therefore, don't trust the mind. This is the important instruction. Don't trust the mind. Anything that happens within the mind is not spiritual. It's a misunderstanding. For example, often people will say that they have this vision or this realization. It's all in the mind. It's not in the consciousness. It's all in the mind. That's what's happening. So, therefore, after saying all these things, very important instruction in the 57th verse. Tasmad, therefore, as usual Krishna, tasmad, like it, Uddhava, ma bhunkshva, vishayan asadindriyehi, alma grahana narbhadam, pashya vaikalpiyam brahmam. Pashya vaikalpiyam brahmam. He says here that learn how not to use senses and the mind. That is the conclusion. Never use senses. Learn that yoga system whereby you won't use the senses and the mind. That is the instruction. Tasmad uddhava mahabhunkshva vishayana sadindriyehi alma grahana narbhadam pashya vaigalpiyam brahmam. Pashya vaigalpiyam brahmam. So learn that yoga process uddhava where you don't have to learn, use the senses or the mind. And there is no higher knowledge than that, he says to Uddhava. There is no higher knowledge than that. So, because of forgetfulness of the soul, of our spiritual identity, he mentions here, Atma Grahana Narbhadam, he says, the moment the mind touches anything, it has lost, it's gone. It has become a vigalpam. The moment mind touches something, it has become vigalpam. And what does it do? It sends the mind. Mind goes through the senses to the world, to the sense objects. And it will go and bring all the data collection from outside and bring it inside. And once you have done that and you started reading through that way, then you are caught. You are caught in that. So, never, he says, use your mind, use your intelligence, or use your senses. That is that verse is saying. Tasmad uddhava ma bhunkshva vishayan asad indriyehi alma grahana nirbhadam alma grahana nirbhadam pashya vaigalpigam brahmam. That vigalpam, vaigalpigam means vigalpam. Vigalpam is created by these ones, which one? The mind. And therefore, you will lose your identification with the self. Alpa Brahmana Narbhadam. He says, you will not be able to remain in the platform of the soul, spiritual platform. You will come out of it. Atmagrahana nirbhadam pashya vaikalpikam manam. Pashya vaikalpikam brahmam. That brahmam that has come from the vikalpam has taken over everything. And then we have got all these problems with the identification. With the identification. This verse should make you think a lot. Because it's something Krishna is speaking from a very higher level of realization. Isn't it? If Krishna is saying to us that the mind, intelligence, senses, all these things, not using them is spiritual life. Not using them is spiritual life. Generally, our understanding is to always be within the mind, within the intelligence, isn't it? And quite often, because of that, we are always stuck there. We never move on to the higher level anytime. Always in the platform of mind or platform of intelligence. So, there, important thing is, he says here, remain as Atma. Atma grahana nirbhadam pashya vaikalpikam manam. If you remain in the platform of the soul, there will be no problems, Krishna says there. So, ahangaram or jiva, which is caught up in the false ego, which is caught up in the body and the mind and the intelligence, and for him it is only a kalushyam. Kalushyam means it's only a contamination for him. It's only a contamination. That means mind, intelligence and the body and all other things that becomes his that creates so much vikalpam inside, and therefore he becomes trapped in that, within these few things: body, mind, and intelligence. Body, mind, and intelligence. And then what will happen is he'll keep on rotating in that body, mind, and intelligence. Body, mind, and intelligence. So therefore Uddhava, remain as the soul. Remain as the soul. So, never remain as a body, never remain as a mind, never remain as a personality. That is Krishna's advice to Uddhava. Never remain as a body. Never remain as a mind. And never remain as a personality. Never remain as a personality. If last 14 days what we discussed the Srimad Bhagavatam. If we had some effect in you, then you will understand this verse. Otherwise you won't. You will start only looking at this verse. This verse is a summary of all what we have spoken for the last 2 weeks. Krishna has taken us to a level, because Krishna started with the knowledge of the self. First, isn't it? Like in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 19th chapter, Krishna started with that knowledge of the self. And then he came down and finally he says to us, once you come down, Uddhava, there is not much you can do about it. You got to go back to the same place where you came from. And that is Atma. That's what he's saying here. Tasmat Uddhavama Bhamchva Vishayan Asadindriyehi. Asadindriyehi. In the senses are all asat. Sense objects are asat. And what they do? Pashya Vaigalpiyam Brahmam. They create an illusion inside and vigalpam inside, and they keep you rotating from one body to another. Therefore, Atma Grahana Nirbhadam. Atma, that relationship with the Atma, that you have fallen out of it from the identification with the Atma. Instead, what has happened? Due to the mental influence of the mind, Pashya Vaikalpiyam Brahmam, you have gone and identified with millions of things in this world. And that thing happens in vacant state as well as in the dream state. In the vacant state, with objects, with personalities and things like that. In the dream state, even though they are absent, Krishna is saying it can still happen due to the powerful mind in the dream state. In the dream state. So, it's the final word Krishna had to say.
after saying all these things. That's what Krishna is saying here. Then Krishna is saying here, next 2-3 verses you can see, Kshipto avamanito asadbhi pralabdho asuyito thava tadidaha sannibhadhova mrityava parihapidaha tishtido mutrido vajnyer bahudevam prakambidaha shrayaskamaha krishragada almanamudhare. That is the next one. He says there that Uddhava, all these things will happen in life. What are they? And that Almana Atmana Mudhare, be situated in the platform of the soul. What does that mean? It means that to be situated in Alma, that means that never to recognize any connection with the body. Never to recognize any connection with the body. Then, in other words, what does that mean? That is what those two verses are saying. It means that suppose somebody insults you, somebody speaks to you, insults you, or pushes you, or speaks in harshly to you, or use you for some purpose, and various ways people can use your body, isn't it? In various ways, that's what I say. Kshipta, avamanido, asaddi, praladho, asuido, athava, tadidaha, sannibadhova, vrityava, parihavida. In various ways, you can be abused by the world. You can be abused by the world in various ways, Krishna is saying here. And the world will give you a lot of problems also. Possible, Krishna says, that physically it may assault you, violently assault your body. Even in that tadidaha, that is that word tadida, Krishna is saying there. And, or it may tie you down somewhere, your body. It may tie your body down. Sannibadhova, he says. And sometimes somebody may put a block on your livelihood. He may put some problems for you. Vrityava parihavidaha, Krishna says. Mutrideva or nishtido mutridova. Someone may deal with you in a very, very bad way. And bahudeva pragambidaha, he says. Bahudeva pragambidaha. Bahudeva pragambidaha. What does that mean? Bahudeva pragambidaha. Pragambana means that in many ways you could be offended. In many ways. Physically, mentally, you could be tortured. You could be tortured here. Krishna is saying to Uddhava, what does it all mean? It means that it is telling you indirectly, all those insults, all those words is telling you that you are the body. You are the body. That's what it is doing, isn't it? What is the impact of all those things on us? Impact of all this is, it is bringing you down to the bodily level. No? That suppose somebody insults you, that is when you become more identification with the body. Isn't it? Someone speaks to you harshly, you become very strong on your bodily identity. That's the way mind works from within. Krishna is saying, it is at that time that you have to learn to free yourself from the body, not to identify with the mind, which is a very, very difficult thing. Even Uddhava says, it's going to be very, very difficult. He says, for example, to sit here on a chair or on a meditation seat and to say aham brahmasmi is very easy. It's not very difficult, isn't it? So, and you can also imagine yourself, I am spirit, soul and all that thing. But only in vyavaharam you will see the problem. Suppose preaching is easy, it's not difficult. To tell others everything, I am not this body, I am this, I am that. But when it comes to vyavaharam, in the dealings with the world,
that stability is gone. We become completely different person, isn't it? When you are dealing with the world, you can see this happening all the time. You lose your spiritual strength, everything. And then you start thinking, why is that? I have done so much sadhana. I have chanted the holy name so much. But when it comes to dealing with the world, I seem to be as bad as anyone else. I experience, think like that, isn't it? So that is Krishna, Uddhava is mentioning here. That householder, for example, that at home you had read Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly these chapters, and you started realizing Krishna wants us to be like this. But as soon as the wife dropped a pot in the kitchen, immediately you got up and said, what's going on? You get upset about it, isn't it? So where is that Brahmanishtha then? Where is it gone? Up to that, isn't it? So, and if she asks you, she gets upset with all your spiritual life, and she asks you, what kind of spiritual life is this, what you are leading? Or some comment if she makes, that's enough. So, your adhyatmam or spiritual life is all over with that, is it not? So, and if she asks you, what kind of person are you? Or something, some comment is sufficient from her. Immediately, that your whole spiritual life is all come to an end. And suppose, imagine, if she has come to beat you or start fighting with you physically, then what will be the situation? What will happen? That is what Krishna is saying here. That even if somebody passes urine on your head, Krishna says here, that mutrido nishtidova, he says. Nishtido mutridova ajnir bahudevam pragambidaha shreyas kamaha krichragadaha almana almana mudharet. Almana almana mudharet. Krishna says to him that still you have to elevate yourself from the spiritual platform. That means for the sake of self-realization, you may have to give up all other vanity, ego, everything in us. Then most of the people will say, I don't want self-realization. I will remain as I am. But then that's your choice. That's what Krishna is saying. So you can imagine that surrendering to Krishna is not an easy process. Surrendering to Krishna is not an easy process. Preaching is easier. Surrendering is difficult. Preaching is very simple. It's not difficult. If you have got a good mouth, big mouth, and if you have got a lot of vocabulary, it's not difficult to preach, is it? To read some verses and to tell the meaning. But when it comes to life, real life, it is difficult to remain in that state all the time. And if you look at the Mahalpas who have reached that state, you can see that they were like that. Never disturbed by the world. Never disturbed by the world. That many Maharshis case, there was in when he lived in the Virubhaksha cave in the mountain, somebody spat at him on the face. So someone asked him, what did you do? He said, I just took my cloth and wiped it. He said, what else can I do? That's spiritual life. So many times people have spat at him. Because people have this nature also. They'll say, why you are sitting idle? Why you don't do any work? Everybody else is working in this world. You're sitting there expecting the world to feed you. This kind of attitude, people have that, isn't it? So they said to him, many times they have spat at me and every time I've wiped it out, he said. So he said, at that time I thought, who are they spitting at? They're spitting at the body. They're spitting at the body. And in order to do that, to come to that thing, to that surrender, self-inquiry, Atma-vijaram is necessary. Atma-vijaram is only for this purpose, to move us away from the body. Because if we don't tell ourselves we are not this body, who is going to tell you this then? Who else will tell you that you are not this body? If we don't tell ourselves we are not this body, who else is going to tell you are not this body? And we have to tell ourselves all the time we are not the body. And when we are exposed to situations like that, we should be able to see the strength inside, whether you can handle it or not. That situation. That is what Krishna is mentioning here.
So he says here, if there is self-inquiry all the time going on, even in the middle of all vyavaharam, that as long as you don't have that identification with the body, you will be able to remain like that to the maximum extent. If you have a lot of self-inquiry. If Atman Atma Vivekam or this inquiry of the self is very strong in a person, if he practices that, you will get that strength to remain in a balanced state even in Vyavaharam without identifying with the body. Without identifying with the body for the maximum degree, he says here. Then after that, if anyone insults you or speaks to you rudely, or even if you are shaken, very easily you will come back to your identity of the self. When somebody insults you, you ask the question, who has insulted? And he has insulted me. And who am I? That question will come. Am I this body? No. And he has insulted my body. Isn't it? He has insulted my body. So, what is my identity then? I am not this body nor the mind. So, if they want to insult my body or the mind, let them insult. They spoke rudely to me and they found faults in me. But Krishna says, in spite of all that, remain in the platform of the soul. Atmanishtha. Krishna calls it as Atmanishtha. So, senses will function on its own way. Let it function like that. Instead of allowing, falling into that senses demand. Senses will demand various things, but don't fall into that. And don't go in that route of vyaharam through the senses. Kevala shuddha vastu, shuddha prajna. Pure consciousness, remain as pure consciousness. He says here, nishtito mutridova ajner bahudeva pragambidaha. Shreyas kama krichra gada Alpan Alpanamudharel Alpan Alpanamudharel Alpan Alpanamudharel, he says to him. So, when Krishna said all these things, Uddhava says to him, that is very, very difficult. That is very, very difficult. When it comes to Vyavaharam, it is very hard. That is our problem also, isn't it? When it comes to Vyavaharam, it becomes very difficult. So that's what, see what Uddhava says? Uddhava saying there, 60th verse. Yadhaiva mani buddhyeyam vadano vadadam vara sudusaham imam manya altman asadadikramam. Yadhaiva mani buddhyeyam vadano vadadam vara sudusaham imam manyam altman asadadikramam. Hey vadadam vara yadha evam anibuddhyayam tadano vadaha. Addressing to Krishna, you are a very capable person to instruct everything in a very effective way. And can you tell us how to reach that state? He says to him. So, sudusaham imanya alpan yasadadikramam. So, I can tolerate anything, he says. Who says? Uddhava says, I can tolerate everything. But I can't tolerate these wicked people who gives a lot of disturbance. That is very, very hard, says to Krishna. And some people, they can speak to you so harsh and rude. Then better than that, I don't want to hear that, Krishna says. I'm finding it very, very difficult. So then Uddhava says, Vidushama vi vishu altman pragdrahi beliyasi Kradetu dharma niranan shandamste charana alayan. The last verse. Vidushama bivishwalman prakritirhi beliyasi kradetu dharma niranan shandamste charana alayan. Uddhava says to Krishna. He says that very learned people, knowledgeable people, even in them, their prakriti seems to be very powerful. Prakritirhi beliyasi. We have two things, isn't it? Swarupam and Swabhava. Swabhavam is prakriti. Swabhavam is prakriti. Krishna is saying, Uddhava is saying, that even among the learned people,
their prakriti or svabhavam seems to be more powerful. Beliyasi, he says. Prakritirhi beliyasi. And whatever happens, whenever something happens, their swarupam pulls back and svabhavam comes in the front. In them. Even in them, Krishna is, Uddhava is saying that even among the powerful people, it appears as though the svabhavam is taking control of everything. Svabhavam comes strongly in a person, he says. And then only very, very few people, he says. Vidushamabhi vishwalpan prakritirhi veliyasi hrude toddharma niradhan. Toddharma niradhan means only those few who have completely taken your shelter. Like he talks about that, best example in the Bhagavatam is Jadabharata, isn't it? This is Jadabharata's state Krishna is talking about. What has happened to Jadabharata? Jadabharata, you remember, he saw in his Jadabharata, the third birth, Jadabharata was given this responsibility to look after the field by his brothers. Jadabharata's mother gave up the body when his father died. But his father had two wives. From the first wife, he had many children. And they were very materially very savvy. They knew how to look after themselves, in other words. Jadabharata, they had no interest in anything, in the father's property. So what they did was, as soon as the father died and Jadabharata's mother died, Jadabharata's mother handed over Jadabharata to the other wife. And she also gave up her body in the fire when the father died. So these children from the first wife, they were all very clever. And they thought this Jadabharata is daft. He doesn't need anything. There's no point in giving him anything. Rather, we will use him for our own advantage. So all the property they shared among themselves, the brothers. And they told Jadabharata, you are useless anyway, but we'll give you some work. Your job is to sit in the field and look after the field at night before animals come and eat all the crops. And they won't give him anything, no wages or anything, but for him to survive, they will send him some food which is rotten or which is washing the grains or the lentils. After washing, whatever water is left, they will send that to him to drink. And in the Bhagavatam, if you read that part of Jadabharata's life, you will see Jadabharata never complained about it. Never. Once he complained about it. Not only that, whatever food was given, he will eat that. Never asked for anything. But he never spoke one word to any one of them. Never spoke one word to any one of them. And never complained about them. And when the bird, Krishna had to look after him. So what did do Krishna do? Every time food was sent, this is what it has come for Antaryami today. And he used to take that inside. Bhagavatam says, when it was Amrutaharat Bhavan, when it went inside, it was like nectar. It was like nectar for him, the taste of that. Because Antaryami inside changed the things, the food that was given to Jadabharata. So Jadabharata lived like that with them for a long time. And then you see that when he was finally rejected him, he left and went away. And then he had the experience with that big man, landlord, who wanted to make a sacrifice to Kali. So Kali's, that pujari in the Kali temple, he was looking for someone for offering a human sacrifice. And they saw and they got him, found him. Come here, they said. He went with them and sat there in front of the Kali temple before the offering, and he was being made as the offering. So they gave him good food. You're going to kill him before that, so they thought you'll give him some nice food for the. He didn't say anything. Whatever was given, he ate. Gave him a nice dhoti to wear and a good garland, everything they put on. And in front of Kali, they made him to sit down. And they wanted to offer him to Kali.
All that thing happened. In all that situations, Jatabharata never spoke one word. Later on, you know all what happened in the Bhagavatam, that story. Then he meets with Rehugana, that is the last one. Three incidents happened. First one, his own brothers. Secondly, Kali temple experience. Finally, with Rehugana. Rehugana's men was looking for someone to carry him in the palanquin. So they were looking for somebody to hold the fourth. Four people carry that, the fourth person. At that time, Jatabharata was called in, and they found that Jatabharata was not doing the job properly. They criticized him, offended him, and finally complained about that to Rehugana. Rehugana jumped out of the palanquin and tried to deal with him and told him that I'll beat you up. You know who I am, and this kind of things. Rehugana spoke to him. At that time also, Rehugana didn't say anything. Finally, he decided to speak, and that is what is famously known as the Bharata Rehugana Samvadam in the fifth canto, isn't it? So only personalities like Jatabharata can do that. That is what Uddhava is saying. Because they are so fixed up in the soul, no identification with the body. So for them it is not a problem. But for me it is difficult. Uddhava is saying to Krishna. Hrade, last line. Tvat dharma niradan shandam ste charanalayan. He says, Prakriti beliyasi, that ordinary people, they may be learned, they cannot do it. They cannot do that. Tvat dharma niradan shandan te charanalayan hrude vidushamabhi almani asad adikramam su dusaham aham manye. That only those who are so surrendered and so realized about the truth, they alone can do it. Others, even though they are very scholarly, learned and everything, but they may not be able to handle it. They may be scholarly, learned everything, but they may not be able to handle it, says Uddhava to Krishna. Says Uddhava to Krishna. So, why? Why this is here like this? This is the reason why one should read Bhagavatam all the time. Regularly, one should read Bhagavatam non-stop. This is the reason for that. That if you read Bhagavatam, what will happen? This understanding will get stronger inside. Because mananam, reading Bhagavatam, reflection on the Bhagavatam, and that self-inquiry should not be only in one field. In order to know that, in Vyavaharam also, the effect of that, how it works, if you don't read Bhagavatam, you won't get it. Okay, you may do self-inquiry separately, on your own. That separation from the mind, body, intelligence, all what the way we have spoken so many times. But that alone is not sufficient. Unless you read Srimad Bhagavatam every day, regularly, that this understanding like Jagadbharata had will not develop within. Because a state has to come. No matter whatever one says in this world to you, not to get affected by that. In the Yogava system, it mentions that samudra heva gambhiryam. Samudra heva gambhiryam. That gambhiryam, that depth of, like the ocean, that has to develop inside. That is what that is. Samudra heva gambhiryam. Samudra heva gambhiryam. That gambhirada, or that depth of the ocean's silence, the depth of that has to come. Then there is nothing to worry about, and no insult, nothing will become a problem. So because all these problems will come in life, it will happen. Wife may not listen, children may not listen, and they may leave and go in their own way. At some time in life, it can happen. There becomes something, what can you do?
And all these things, my children, my wife, my family, my job, my status, all this is, where is it tied down to your ego? Ahankaram, isn't it? Your Atma, soul, is not tied by any of these things. Wife, children, and job or status in the society, all these things, who has got it? Ahankaram has got it. The false ego has got it. This has to be through reflection, through mananam and nididhyasanam, all these things has to become a part of our realizations. In that case, all insults, glorification, all these things, avamanam, ninda, stuti, avamanam, bahumanam, sthanam, manam, all these things, position, power, glorification, all these things will leave. It won't have any influence inside. So you can see how completely absorbed in the family life, sometimes this becomes a problem. My children, grandchildren, and then the grandchildren sings a song or recites a verse, the grandfather becomes so proud about him. All these things goes on in this world, isn't it? As though he has got a Nobel Prize, he's thinking in that way. So, and when he was a child, the grandchild was nice and grandfather was enjoying the grandchild's association. But after a while, the grandchild completely changed his nature. He has gone his own way. And at that time, the grandfather is feeling very upset about it. Oh, he didn't become like the way I wanted him to become. And all these kind of things come. So, Krishna is saying, remain here as Udasin. Udasin means unaffected by all that. And instead of imposing all these things in the Atma, in the soul, Krishna says to Uddhava, learn how to become Atma, how to remain as Atma. That is what remove everything, Krishna is saying here. So, in Vyavaharam, so many things that has come to cause problems, to disturb the peace, so many things have come. Krishna says, keep on swallowing them, keep on swallowing everything. Because this is meant for whole life to practice. This is to be practiced whole life. If you look into Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says exactly the same thing to Arjuna also. Bahavo jnana davasa pudam madbhavam agada. There is a statement. Have you seen that? I think it is the fourth chapter. 10th verse. Vidaraghabhaya krotha manmayamam upashridaha bahavo jnana tapasa pura madhavama gada. That's what it is. Vidaraghabhaya krotham manmayamam upashridaha bahavo jnana tapasa pura madhavama gada. Being freed from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. Bahavo, this is called jnana tapasa. Jnana tapasa means this knowledge, what Krishna has spoken in the Ekadasi Skandam or in the Bhagavad Gita, taking it in our life and through mananam, shravana mananam, and vidhyasanam, making it your own. That is called a jnana tapasa. And that is meant for the whole life, not for a day. It's meant for the whole life. The more perfect we become, the more the tapasa will increase. Jnana tapasa, pudam. Pudam means you'll get purified. And then what will happen? Malbhava magada. Krishna says you'll become like me. You'll become like. Krishna is like that, isn't it? Krishna is like that. In so many places, Krishna was insulted in this world. Can you imagine that? The Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality, Krishna, he has been offended and insulted many times here in this world by various people. Shishuvala continuously insulted Krishna, isn't it? Shishuvala, Dandavaktra, Salya, and so many others, they spoke very rude and very insulting ways to Krishna. Why it's not affected? Because of this knowledge, Krishna is saying. It's not, you shouldn't look at Krishna as the person who beat up all these and killed them. That's not Krishna's greatness. Krishna's greatness is this. Bhavo jnana tapasa pudam madbhavam agada. Malbhavam is that. What is that? Situated completely as the soul, not in the body. Not in the body. That state, that's what is that Krishna is talking about. That completely situated in the platform of the soul. That is what Krishna is always, always in the platform of the soul. Therefore, when Shishupala was saying all these things, Krishna was smiling. Because why? Body is what Shishupala is talking about. Kamsa is talking about Krishna's body, isn't it? All the demons who came, they are all talking about Krishna's body. Krishna is not the body. That's what Krishna is saying there. Madbhavam agada, that you will also reach the same state like me. Unaffected by the modes of nature, unaffected by the insults and the praise of this world, unaffected. Certain instances in the Bhagavatam you will see this very clearly. Krishna's spiritual reaction from Krishna, completely on the spiritual level. So that is what Krishna is saying here, that due to this jnana tapasya, Krishna is saying, due to that jnana tapasya. Jnana tapasya means austerities with knowledge. Jnana tapasya means austerities with knowledge. Continuously practicing this, Krishna is saying here, you will get purified, and one after the other, you should remove all these impurities from inside. You should remove all the impurities inside, and finally, Uda Madhava Magada, Krishna says here. Therefore, Uddhava says at that time that if I have your mercy, I can do that. Otherwise, it's not possible. I need your grace, Krishna says to Uddhava. And this is the topic that is going to be discussed in the Bhikshu Gita. That's going to be discussed in the Bhikshu Gita. That means it's a story of a person, a great personality who never got affected by anything in this world. A great personality who didn't get affected by anything in this world, his story is what Krishna is going to say in the next chapter. In the next chapter. We'll slowly start that, but won't go very far. Shri Bhadaraya Nirvacham Sa Eva Masham Siddhamuddhavena Bhagavada Mukhena Dasharha Mukhyam Sa Bhajayan Mrityavajo Mukunda Samabhabhashe Shravaniyavirya. Krishna is going to talk about the story of that Bhikshu. That Bhikshu story, Krishna is going to talk about this. When Melpathur wrote Narayaniyam, he summarized this whole Bhikshu story in one verse. In one verse. Because Ekadasha Skandam, altogether there is 1036 verses. So, in Narayaniyam when it came, he had to bring it down to 62 verses. 62 verses. So, it is easy to summarize a story, isn't it? It's easy to summarize a story. You can say it in a short, to cut the story short, we say. Isn't it? So, you can cut the story short. But philosophy is difficult. But if you look at the way he mentions there, Kaschil kleshaarjitaarthai kshaya vimalamadir nudhyamano janoghe pragevam prahavipro makhalimama janakkala karma grahavam chedome dukkahedu tadiha gunaganam bhavayal sarvagari tektva shando gadastvam mamaja guru vibho tadrushim chitta shandim. Narayaniyam is like that. Melpathur says to Krishna, Kaschil kleshaarjitaartha kshaya vimalamadir mudyamano janoghe. This Brahmana in Avanti, he worked very, very hard, struggled a lot to make a lot of money. Make a lot of money. And with a lot of effort, he made a lot of money. And at one time in his life, everything changed. Mudyamano janoghe. And he said that everything was gone due to circumstances in life. The king turned against him, house caught fire, tax people was after him, and all the wealth was stolen, it was plundered by the thieves. Everything happened in life at the same time for you. We say we don't want everything together, one after the other. That's our our way, isn't it? Why everything together, we say. No. So, but unfortunately, in this case, fortunately for him, everything happened in together. Everything came together. So at that time he says there, Nudhyamano Janauge Pragevam Prahavipro Nakalubama Jana Kala Karma Grihava. His own people, his wife, children, they also turned against him. So, a good situation, isn't it? Everything went wrong. The whole community, society hated him. Where he had some society, wherever he was living, they hated him because they said he was a miser. They didn't give, he didn't give enough money for them and all kinds of things. So, wife and children also thought that he never looked after us. Why should we go after him? They also abandoned him. Wife and children, they also abandoned him. And the king turned against him. Tax people said, you haven't paid the taxes properly. Indian Revenue caught up with him. Then also, all these problems are in this world from beginning, not today only. In the time, 5,000 years ago, Indian Revenue was there. Now also Indian Revenue is there. There's no difference at all. So, all these problems existed for him same time. And, Pragevam Prahavipro Nagalu Mama Jana Kala Karma Grihava. This Brahmana, Amandi Brahmana, Bichu. Bichu says, Brahmana says there that, they are not responsible for all these problems, they are saying. See that his strength inside. Amandi Brahmana is saying, my family is not responsible for this situation. The king is not responsible for this situation. The thieves are not responsible for this situation. Because they all attacked him in one way or the other. They plundered him and they completely made him penniless and put him on the street. No food even to eat. Krishna is saying, at that time he sang a song. That is what his Bhikshu Gita means. Na kala karma grihava. He says, planets are not responsible for my situation. Because generally these are the things we say is responsible for that. Or sometimes we say, my karma is like that. That is why I am suffering like this. Prarabdham will say. Bhikshu says, that is not responsible for this. Kala karma. Nor the planets, nor the time, nor the karma is responsible for that. Then what does he say? Chedo me dukha hedu. My mind is the cause of all the problems. Chedo me dukha hedu. Tadiha gunaganam bhavayal sarvakari. Tektva shandau gadastvam mamaja guru vibho tadrushim chitta shandim. That was the answer he came up with. He is saying there, chedo me dukha hedu. My mind is responsible for this. That means this bhikshu has reached that state what Krishna was advising Uddhava. That's what he is saying. It's a very, very high state that is. Uddhava was saying it is difficult. But Bhikshu has reached that state. Just imagine that. That Bhikshu has come to that level, he was able to say that not time, not planets, not karma, not any of these people are responsible for my distress in life. What is responsible then? My mind is the problem. And that is what Krishna is talking about all the way through. Is it not? About the mind. Chedo me dukha hedum. Tadiha gunaganam bhavayal sarvagari. That mind is working in this world and taking different identifications. What Krishna said just before. Different identifications that mind is going and taking him with. Bhavayal sarvagari tetva shandau gadastvam. The moment I give this identification of the mind with the different things, because I identified with this family as mine. Mind has caused that problem. I identified with all this wealth as mine. So mind is the problem. I identified with this country as my place of birth. And therefore I thought this king is the problem. When I lose all my identification with everything, what happens? Tektva shando gatastvam mamaja guru vibho tadrishim chitta shandim. That here Melpathur is saying to Krishna, like the way, this is where Krishna's grace is. This is Krishna's grace. That you have shown that grace to, like Uddhava said to Krishna, that Krishna says here, Kṛdeya tvad dharma niranān śāndāṁ ste charanālayān. The last line. What Uddhava is saying is the same thing. Melpathur said to Krishna, you have shown that kripa, grace to that Avanti Brahmana in that way. And the result was, tektva shando gatastvam, mama jakuru vibho tadrishim chitta shandim. Exactly like the way you gave that knowledge to that Brahmana from inside and gave that shandi for him forever. That is the only way it will happen. Till our identification with the rest of the world goes away, including this body, and gets released from this grip of the mind, which Krishna's grace it has happened to that Avanti Brahmana. That is why you can see here, Melpathur said to Krishna, like the way you, why don't you show that grace to me in the same way? He said to Krishna. So, this is devotee. Devotee's prayers are like this. The devotee don't go and ask Krishna, can you sort out all my problems in this world? No. There's only one solution to the problems of this world, that is to realize the self. Realize the self. There is no other solution. All other solutions are patchwork. That is the point. That is what Krishna is saying this. These are all spoken from a very higher level. Only those, as I mentioned many times before, Ekadasha Skandham is for serious people. Serious people. And it is addressed to individual, not to the world. It is addressed to the individual. If anyone wants to take it, as instructed, Krishna has instructed, he can also reach that state. That is Krishna's point. That people will criticize you, offend you, pass urine on you, beat you up. So many things they may do to you. But Krishna says, you have to come out of the mind. Mind is what is that body. That means only if you have freed yourself through inquiry, self-inquiry and bhakti, if you have separated from the body and the mind, only then you can accept all these things, isn't it? Whereas we don't want self-realization. We want all these things. How that will happen? That's not possible. If we want to come to this state of realization, first of all, two things, jnana vicharam and bhakti. Both things has to go side by side. It is from that these things will result. That's, and that is for the whole life project. For the whole life. And Uddhava says to Krishna, Kṛde tva dharma niradhan shandham ste charanalayan, that only those who received your grace can do that. Nobody else can do that. That is Krishna's grace, to get that mercy from Krishna. To, that means that to break that break from the mind. Isn't it? So that's what it is. Tektva shandau gatastvam mamaja guru vibho tadrishim chitta shandim. That Krishna has says to him. So, here, normally, in the world, we will say others are responsible for all our problems, isn't it? Some people say, the planets are, my time is not right. We'll go to the astrologer with that problem. And he will tell you something, and you will say, oh, the planets are not right. Once they are okay, then everything will be okay. We'll think like that. That is why. And so, in this Bhagavad-gita chapter, initially, there is about, I would say, right up to the verse 42, it is the story side of it. Bhikshu's story, life in this world. Krishna brings it out in a story form. But from verse 43 onwards, right up to the end, which is verse number 62, that is Bhikshu-gita. Bhikshu-gita is from that, those verses. And those verses is what Krishna is concerned about. Not the story as such. Story is there to tell us the background of the song. But Bhikshu-gita is that verses which is starting from Nayam janome sugadukha hedo na devadalma grahagarma galaha manaparam karanamamanandi samsara chakra parivartaye bhul. From that verse onwards, that Krishna begins this, that the nature of the Atma is bliss.
Is it not? Actually, Atma is bliss. And and there is no possibility of having distress in Atma. That is the point. This realization has happened to Bhikshu. Bhikshu is saying that the nature of the Atma is bliss, Anandam, isn't it? So there is no possibility of any distress happening in the Atma. And Graha Karma Kala, some people say it is Karmam, some people say Kalam. And if it is Karmam, there is no solution to those problems, he says. Manaparam Karanam Avananti. Mind is the cause of all the problems. This Dukham, Sukham, all this is where? It's in the mind, isn't it? When we say happiness, distress, where is it happening? It's happening in the mind. It's happening in the mind. And mind says, if it is like this, it is happiness. If it is like this, it is distress. So, samsara chakra parivartayebo, he says there. So, mind is the thing behind these changing bodies. Mind is the one which we have discussed. Krishna also spoke in the last chapter, isn't it? Mrityu atyanda vismriti, that was. That he mentioned earlier, that the samsara jandorvai kasya jiddhedor mrityu samsara mrityu atyanda vismriti. There we have spoken about that. So therefore, Bhikshu gave up the mind. Gave up the mind. Then Bhikshu. Similarly, this can only happen if we have that grace, Krishna's grace. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. That is the first thing. Then, and that shanti is the goal. Shanti is the goal. Tadrashim chitta shanti. Shanti inside. How shanti will come? Krishna spoke about shanti a lot in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? In many verses. How that shanti will come? That is, that shanti is not in the mind, but that shanti is beyond mind. Shanti is before mind. Not the shanti of the mind. That's not what it is. Chitta shanti, Krishna says like this, that shanti will come only through self-inquiry of the self who we are. And the Upanishads, Gaudapada Acharya mentions this, that he mentions like this, that tattvam adhyalpigam drishtva. Tattvam adhyalpigam drishtva. Tattvi bhutaha. Tanma drishtva bahyataha. Tattvi bhutaha. Tada ramaha. Tattva aprachado bhavet. This is the Gaudapada Acharya is the spiritual master of the spiritual master of Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya's spiritual master is Govinda Bhagavad Pada. Govinda Bhagavad Pada's spiritual master is Gaudapada Acharya. So, Gaudapada Acharya's famous Karika commentary on Mandukya Upanishad is there. In there, he says this. He says this, that tattvam adhyalpiyam drishtva, when you realize the truth, tattvam, tattva jnanam, this is why tattva jnanam is important. Tattvam adhyalpiyam drishtva, that means that Gaudapada Acharya says that after seeing this world and properly vijaram, analyzed it properly, what happens? Tattva nishchayaha, that after realizing the self, he got established in the truth. Tattvi bhutaha, he has become that tattva. What Krishna says in the Bhagavadam also. Vadandita tattvavidam tattvam yat jnanam advayam. You have become that. That you have become that tattvam. Tada ramaha, and you started enjoying that tattvam within yourself. Tattvat aprachado bhavet, and without slipping from that at any moment, aprajnyaya, that you should be situated always in the tattvam. Always situated in the, that is called tattva nishtha. Tattva nishtha they call it. It is at that time perfection comes in a person. And it is that perfection that Krishna is offering to Uddhava. Krishna is blessing Uddhava to have that perfection. And it is the same perfection Krishna is offering to all of us. Provided we take Krishna's instructions seriously. Krishna's instruction seriously. Krishna has spoken, gave us Ekadasha Skandam and the Bhagavad Gita also. So, if you take these things seriously as Krishna's direct instructions and follow this, what Krishna has spoken, there is a possibility Krishna is saying there that you can come, and with Krishna's grace, it is possible to reach that state, what Krishna has spoken here. So, that is the end of that 22nd chapter. So, we'll have a short break and then we'll continue after that.
Chedo darpanam arjanam bhavamaha davagni nirvavanam shreyakai dava chandriya vidaranam vidhyavadho jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipadam purnamrada swadanam sarvapna subhanam param jayade shri krishna sangirtanam namnamagari bahuda nija sarva shakti ృణారవిషుణీచేన తరోరవీ సహిష్ణున అమానినామానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదాహరి నదనం నజనం నసుందరి కవితాంబా జగదీశకామే మమ జన్మని జన్మనీశ్వరే భవదాన్ భక్తిరహే దుయిద్వయే ఐ నందతనుజ కింగరం పతితామాంశమే భవాంబుధో కృపయా త్వద పంగజ స్థిత దూలే సదృశం విచిందయ నంగళద శ్రుధారయ వదనం గద్గద రుద్ధయా గిరా పులగేర్నిజితం కదావమోక్త వర్ణామ గ్రహణే భవిష్యతి యుగాయిదం నిమేషేణ చక్షుషా ప్రావిశాయిదం శూన్యాయిదం జగల్ సర్వం గోవింద గ్రహే నమే ఆశ్లిష్య వా పాదరదాం పినష్టుమాం అదర్శనాం మర్మహదాం కరోతు వా యథా తథా వా విదధాతు లంబనం
So, in the last 14 days, we have practically gone through these chapters from 19th to 22nd. Isn't it? So, whenever Krishna presents in the Bhagavatam as well as in the Bhagavad Gita, it is the same principle Krishna has followed. If you carefully look, you will see this. You have to look at it carefully. First, Krishna's style is, he will speak the truth, very open and very straight. In a summary, he will say that, in a summary. Then he will expand on that in detail, and finally he will conclude it with a statement. That system Krishna has followed in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam. While talking to Uddhava and while talking to Arjuna also, Krishna's style is like that. First he will speak the truth to openly, very. He will say what he has to say, he will say in a nutshell. Then, centered around that truth, he will expand that and speak the whole philosophy. And then finally, he will conclude everything and put it in a summary, condensed form to the devotee, to Dhava or to Arjuna, that he has followed. Like in the Bhagavatam, you can see, when Krishna started speaking to Uddhava, first he said, Tuntu sarvam parityajya. That is the first words Krishna spoke. Krishna's first instructions to Uddhava. Tuntu sarvam parityajya sneham sujana bandhushu mayyavesya mana samyak samadrik vicharasugam. That's all it is. That's all what Krishna wanted Uddhava to do. He said, give up all connection with this world. First thing, give up all the connections. Tundu sarvam paritejya. What kind of connections? Sneham, swajana, bandhushu. your attachment to your own people. This is my family, this is my friends, this is this, all this kind of attachment. Give up all that first, he said. Sneham, Sojanam, Bandhushu, your own people and relations and all that. Then completely get fixed on me, fixed upon me. Me means fixed on the soul, the Atma. That is what Krishna is talking from, isn't it? As the Atma of everyone, Krishna is saying this. As the, when Krishna says, like in the Bhagavad Gita also, isn't it? Aham Atma Gudagesha Sarva Bhudashe Astida Aham Adhyancha Madhyancha Bhudanam Andamevacha. He says, it is me who is situated in everyone, inside as the soul. And it is from that state, in that realized state, Krishna is speaking this. So, this Tundusarvam Paritejya verse also is spoken in the same way. The Sneham Sojana Bandhushu, then Mayavesha Mana. Be fixed on this platform of the soul. Mayavesha Mana means always in the spiritual reality. Always be situated on the spiritual platform. Mana Samyak. Not comes and goes all the time and get established there. Samadrik. After that, become Samadrik, equally to the world, equal with the world, with everybody in this world, equal to everyone in this world. And then Krishna says, Vijarasugam, go through this world, finish your journey here, put an end to this journey here. That is the most valuable words Krishna has spoken in the beginning of the Ekadasham. And that verse, what Krishna has spoken, if you see in the 7th chapter, it is in the 7th chapter, Krishna begins with that. And that is the 6th verse. That is the first verse where instruction begins. Up to the 5th verse, it is conversation with Uddhava. He says, that is, you see, if you look into the 3rd, 4th and 5th, in that 7th chapter, then first give up everything and be situated on the platform of the soul. Krishna has only this one thing to tell the world. Be situated on the platform of the soul. Don't situate, be in the body. That's it. That is Krishna's greatest the instruction to the world, isn't it? So he says to him that, be situated, but prior to saying that, he says, 3 verses, the 3rd, 4th and 5th, he is saying to Uddhava, Kulam vai shapam ardhangam, nangshit anyonya vigrahat, samudra saptame niyadam, purim cha plaveshari. Talking about that, Brahmana shapam, the Brahmanas will curse, and this Yadu dynasty will quarrel and fight each other, and they will destroy themselves. Samudra saptame niyadam, purim plaveshari. On the 7th day, the ocean will take control of this Dwaraka and it will immerse in the ocean. Yahevayam maya tektva logoyam nashtamangala bhavishit ajral sadho kalinabhi nirahrida. Krishna says here, Yahevayam logamaya tektva bhavani tarheva nashtamangalaha kalina nirahridaha ajral bhavishari. Once I leave this world, I give up this world, you can take it that this world has become an inauspicious place after my departure. Krishna is indicating to Uddhava. And immediately the influence of Kali will take control. Influence of Kali will take control. Krishna says, Navastavyam tveveha maya tyakte mahitale janam atharma rujir badra bhavishyati kalau yuge. Maya tyakte hi mahitale tvaya navastavyam eva. Do not live in this world after I have left, says to Uddhava. Do not live in this planet after I have left, Krishna says to Uddhava. Because, he Bhadra, kalau yuge janaha atharma ruji bhavishyati. In the Kali Yuga, people will be very much absorbed in the atharma. That will be their nature. No truthfulness, no simplicity, always wants to exploit others. And various things, Krishna says a number of things. It's all in the 12th canto, it will come later. how people will be in Kali Yuga. Without any purpose, will tell lies. Even if you're not getting any profit, still you'll lie. All these are the habits of that Kali's influence. Kali engages us in the brain. And people, he says, adharma ruchi. That means they don't consider any value for dharma. Adharma. Adharma ruchi. Jana adharma ruchi bhavishyati. And they will become very absorbed in the adharma. Adharma will be their way of life. Irreligious way to live. Irreligious existence. Irreligious way of earning money. Immoral way of earning money. Immoral way of livelihood. And diplomatic dealings. And all that, what you don't like, that will all come in the age of Kali. And that will be considered glorious if you do it like that. That is the beauty of Kali. Kali in beauty, in Kali Yuga, all these things will be accepted as the right behavior. If you become diplomatic, or if you become, in short, dealings and all sorts of things, what nowadays that's acceptable as everything, isn't it? And everybody does, then become a part of that. So after saying all that, then in the next verse, Krishna is saying, Tundu Sarvam Paritya. After giving the background of what's going to happen, that's when he says, that verse is very important. It is this verse that is being expanded in the whole canto. This one verse. Tundu Sarvam Paritya, Sneham Sujana Bandusho, Mayaveshyamana, Samyak, Samadrayak, Vijaraswagam. That's all Krishna has to say to this world. To both, and that means it is a direct instruction to anyone who wants to free himself from this misery here. This is the solution. Krishna is saying like that. And there naturally the doubts will come. How can it be that this world is full of good and bad? How to create that equal vision, equal nature? How can it happen? That is that verse, that is the next verse. After that you will see. Then how to travel in this world with an equal vision. Krishna is saying, Yadidam manasam vaja chakshurbhyam shravanadibhi nashwaram grihyamanam ja vidhi mayamanomayam. So you can see from the very beginning itself, in this Ekadashi Skandam, Krishna has said, spoken the truth, isn't it? Yadidam manasa vaja chakshurbhyam shravanadibhi nashwaram grihyamanam ja vidhi maya manomayam. He says here that manasa vajaja chakshurbhyam shravanadibhi. That means with the mind, with the words, and with your eyes. Three things. With your eyes, what you see. With your words, what you speak. And with your mind, what you have understood, what you have collected in this world. It means through the mental faculty, whatever you have collected in this world. Krishna is saying here that nashwaram, they are temporary. Grihyamanam cha vidhi, that know that maya manomayam, that is maya and it is manomayam. It is maya and it is manomayam. Because this world creation, Krishna is saying here, that is manomayam and it is mayamayam and it is temporary, nashwaram. So, a few verses after this Tundu Sarvam Paritya, which is the, I think, sixth verse, isn't it? You can see how Krishna is said something. And then, knowing very well that maybe Uddhava has not caught on properly. Because when you tell somebody, Tundu Sarvam Paritya Sneham Sajana Bandushu Mayaveshyamana Samyak Samadrak Vijarasudam. When you say that, immediately it will not register in anyone. It's very difficult to get that. So therefore, an explanation was necessary for that verse. And that is the next few verses, all about that. That verse is explained in a little bit more detail. First of all, Krishna is saying, whatever you are perceiving through the mind is maya.
whatever that you are hearing and seeing through the senses is Maya. And Mayamayam, Manomayam, Krishna says. Either it is, first of all it is Mayamayam. And because Maya enters into the mind, it is Manomayam. That's what it is. It is either Manomayam or it is Mayamayam, Krishna says. Then, Pumso Ayuktasya Nanartho Brahmasak Gunadoshabhak Karma Akarma Vigarmedi Gunadoshadhiyo Bhidaha. It says, Ayuktasya Pumsa Nanartho Brahma Bhavati. That because people don't have a control over their mind, is it not? Mind is always driving everyone mad in this world, Krishna says. Because, therefore, naturally, when one is under the control of the mind, under the influence of the mind, nanartho brahma bhavati, variegatedness and different in the creation, all has its effect on us. You see, this one point, Krishna from the very beginning points out to us, this nanartham. Nanartham means that nanartham is a brahmam. It's a brahmam. What is that? That brahmam is this, that so much in the creation. Creation, first of all, the effect of creation in us. Effect of creation in us. What is that? We get captivated by the creation. It's not. Creation, we find so many variegatedness in the creation. Different species, different living entities. And among those living entities, we have human species. Among the human species, male, female form. These are all the variations, variegatedness inside the creation, isn't it? And because we don't have that control over the mind, mind gets captivated by all these things. Sa eva gunadosha bhag bhavati. And because this, once the variegatedness is gone inside, which is, Krishna calls it as ayuktasya pumsaha nanartho brahma bhavati, and therefore gunadosha bhag bhavati. Once that brahmam has come, that it creates good and bad. This is a gradual thing what happens. Once you find there is a variegatedness in this creation, then it will create this good and bad in us. And if there is good and bad, vidhi and nishedam won't be there. Remember Krishna spoke about gunadosham and vidhi nishedam. Vidhi nishedam means do's and don'ts. Why do's and don'ts have come? Because of good and bad. Is it not? So, gunadosha diyaha karma karma vigarmedi vidha bhavati. So, those who have got this variation, gunam dosham, good and bad, for that once it has gone inside and settled down there, then karmam akarmam vigarmam comes with that. Karmam vigarmam akarmam comes. That means karmam, that is allowed, which is vihitam, and akarma means no karmam, doing nothing. Then vigarma means nishiddha karma, forbidden things. So, but all these things is for those who have lost their spiritual identity. It is for them, all these things. Suppose one is on the spiritual platform, for him, there is no karmam, akarma, vikarmam. There is no gunadosham. There is no vidhi nishedam. So, vidhi nishedam, do's and don'ts, good and bad, gunadosham, karma, akarma, vikarmam, all these are for those who are not on the spiritual platform, who are on the bodily platform. That is the first thing to remember. Because when you read Ekadasham, you can very often ease, you are thinking, oh, sometimes, say, some people take some part of the Ekadasha Skandam and start reading. And you are reading that part of Ekadasham where Krishna is speaking from a different level altogether. It may not be addressed to you directly. This Ekadasha Skandam, I mentioned this before also, not for everyone. It's not for the whole world. It is not for the whole world. That's the first thing to understand. Krishna mentions this. That is why When we read through these last chapters, I kept repeating this, that if you have accepted Krishna's message first, first of all, you have to accept that. Krishna is saying something to us, isn't it? Very important thing he is saying. What is that? The glory of the soul, the greatness of the soul. So many things Krishna has spoken in the 19th chapter. I'll just go through that again, just as a revision, like, we'll just go through these 4 or 5 chapters in a nutshell, because we've got a few minutes left. It's 25 past 5. So, what is Krishna doing first? First, exactly like the way Krishna started with Uddhava in the beginning of this. Yadidam manasam vajam chakshurbhyam shravanadivi. 7th verse. Nashwaram grihyamanam cha vidhi maya manomayam. Pumso ayuktasya nanartho brahmasak gunadosha bhag karma karma vigarmedi gunadosha diyo bhidaha tasmad uttendriya gramo yukta chittam idam jagal alpanikshasu vidadam alpanam mayadhishwane. If you have time, I mentioned before, you have to go through Ekadasha Skandam again and again and again. I heard Ekadasham 5 years ago, that's no good. You have forgotten all that. These verses we went through in detail earlier. Tasmad, Uttendriya Gramam, because all of it is connected to each other. You can't say it's not a story. Bhagavadam, Ekadasha Skandam is not a story. It's a whole philosophy of life. Complete package it is. And you can't break it up. Like story you can say, yes, I have heard Krishna's pastimes with gopis. That is one part. That's finished. Then you can see how Krishna has killed so many other demons in the 10th canto. That's another part. Then Krishna's activities, even Dashamaskandam, the 10th canto itself is broken into two, isn't it? Purvardham and Uttarardham. Purvardham is right up to the end of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavanam going to Mathura. And then with killing of Kamsa and others, it finishes. That first part. And second part begins from the journey from Mathura to Dwaraka, and the Dwaraka pastimes is the remaining part, in the second part of the 10th canto. That is okay. There you can take one part and read it. That's fine. It won't cause any serious problems. But Ekadasha Skandam, if you do that, you will not get the message right. In order, that is why, from the 7th chapter, when Krishna started, you can see what Krishna was saying to Uddhava something. And in the 22nd chapter also, Krishna is saying the same thing. There is no difference at all. What he has spoken in the 7th chapter. Look at these verses. Tasmad uttendriya gramam yukta chittam idam jagat alpmanikshasya vidadam alpanam mayadhishvare. Tasmad uttendriya gramam yukta chittam idam jagat almani ikshasvaha. Therefore, control the mind, control the senses. Don't fall into their trap. And see this whole creation as though it is a part, it is something that is happening in the Alma, in the soul. So this word Krishna has spoken in the 7th, in the beginning itself. And that's the same thing what we are discussing in the last few days. Atman yuchasya vidatam, Atmanam mai adhishvare. Always Alma, 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 nothing else. What, that is what matters, Krishna is saying. Atman yuchasya vidatam. See the world, something that has come up in the Alma. It has come up in the Alma. Alma is the real thing, not the world. That is the most important point. Atman yuchasya vidatam, Atmanam mai adhishvare. Vidatam Atmanam adhishvare mai. And see that Alma in me means it is the soul. Krishna is saying himself as that Alma present in everyone. And therefore Paramatma, that Alma, Krishna is talking about the Alma, is unbreakable. Parichinam. There is no parichinatum in there. Parichinatum means he is never broken. Therefore, you have to look at the world from that point of view. And he says, Jnana Vijnana Samyuktam Alpa Bhuta Sharirinam Alpam Anubhavatushta Alpa Andarayer Vihanyase. So, if you are in that state, Krishna says to Uddhava, that knowledge, realizations, and this realization that the Alpa is me, I am Alpa, and I am always situated in the platform of the soul and being satisfied with that. Krishna says, you will never be disturbed by anything what goes on in this creation. And jnana means knowledge of the shastram, and vijnana means its realization of that. And dosha buddhya bhayadito నిషేధాన్ నివర్తతే గుణబుద్ధ్యాచ విహితం నకరోతి యదార్భగాః. హి సేస్ హియర్ దట్ వన్స్ యు హావ్ గాన్ బియాండ్ దిస్ గుణం అండ్ దోషం, గుణ దోషం ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ద్వంద్వం. ద్వంద్వం, ద్వంద్వం మీన్స్ డ్యువాలిటీ, ఇసన్ ఇట్, గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్, డే అండ్ నైట్, బ్లాక్ అండ్ వైట్, హీట్ అండ్ కోల్డ్, హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రెస్, బాయ్ అండ్ గర్ల్, ఆల్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ద్వంద్వం. దే హ్యావ్ నో మీనింగ్. వెన్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ ద బాడీలీ లెవెల్ ఆల్ దిస్ మీన్స్, ఇన్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అక్సెప్టబుల్. దేర్ ఈస్ నో బ్లాక్ అండ్ వైట్, దేర్ ఈస్ నో బాయ్ అండ్ గర్ల్, దేర్ ఈస్ నో హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రెస్, దేర్ ఈస్ నో రైట్ అండ్ రాంగ్, దేర్ ఈస్ నో గుడ్ అండ్ బ్యాడ్. All this is all called dvandvam. One of the words is spiritual life means transcending this dvandvam, duality. Dvandvadhitan it is called. It's a word used in the Bhagavad Gita. Dvandvadhitan, he says. One who transcends this duality. So here he says here, gunabuddhyaja vihidam na karodi yatharbhaga. Because he has transcended from the dvandvam, they realized so, he is like a small child and he comes out of that not seeing good or bad, because that personality, Krishna says here, he may do something, he may not do something, not because of good and bad, but instead his activities are beyond good and bad. We do things in this world looking at something as good or bad, is it not? Jnani doesn't do like that. That's what Krishna is saying here. Gunabuddhyaja vihidam less like a child. That's why jnanis are compared to children. Realized people, they are compared to children for this reason. They don't do things looking at it whether it's good or bad, like we do. Rather, they're gone beyond good and bad, but the karma happens through them. Karma happens through them. It may be good, it may be bad in your eyes. For them, it doesn't matter. They are not affected by that. And such a person, Krishna is saying, that we have to always know what is a self-realized soul means. What is he like? That is what he is saying. Sarvabhuda suhrals chando jnana vijnana nishchaya pashyan madalpagam vishwam navibadhyada vai punaha. That jnanam vijnana nishchayam, both are there in him. Jnanam is there, vijnanam is there. And what else? Sarvabhuda suhral shandaha. That he is always a friend of all other living entities. Friend means that shandi inside. That is his friendship. That is his friendship. Because you will always like to deal with someone who is in a shandi state. Isn't it? Not someone who is very excited. So, and he is a friend of everyone. And shandaha vishwam madalpagam pashyan. And what the way he is seeing this world is, as so the presence of Atma in everything. Presence of Atma in everything. Everything as Krishna's manifestation, in other words. And such a person will not get caught in this world. This is Krishna's very beginning of this instructions to Uddhava in the 7th chapter. In the 7th chapter. All those verses are important, and then Uddhava came up with his problems. That is what you will see, which we have discussed. We will not go into that. Now, coming back to this 20th chapter, look what Krishna has spoken to Uddhava. Exactly like the way the 7th chapter has started, in the 19th chapter also, again Krishna is stressing that point. What did he say? Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Yo Vidya Shruta Sambannaha Atmavan Anumaniyaha మాయా మాత్రమిదం జ్ఞాత్వా జ్ఞానం చ మై సన్యసే. Krishna is taking us back to the same thing. What he spoke to Uddhava that time, he is coming back to that again. He says, Yo vidya shruta sambhanaha Atmavan. Atmavan. That is where all the credit is. Being Atmavan. That is the person whom Krishna calls as a human being. Atmavan. One who is in the platform of the soul, Atmavan. We have discussed that verse earlier, so I won't go through it in detail because we don't have time. Atmavan Nanmanigaha. We have discussed all that. What is Anumanika and all that. Then what else? Maya matram idam yatva. He knows that he is dealing with Maya. Maya, all of these things are Maya. He knows that. Maya matram idam yatva jnanam cha mai sanyase. And knowing very well, he renounces everything for my sake. What is that? My sanyase means for the sake of the soul. For the sake of the soul, he is willing to leave everything in this creation for that purpose, for the purpose of realizing the self. So again, Krishna is saying the same thing what he spoke to Dwaya in the 7th chapter, comes back there. So we have seen that first, probably right up to the 7 verses, the first 7 verses. Exactly like in the 7th chapter, you saw those verses. It is in another form, little bit more in detail, Krishna has spoken in this. In this, Jnana Vijnana Samsiddha, Padam Shrestham. See, Krishna is feeling immense bliss in talking about the Jnani there. Have you noticed that? Second verse. Jnani Nastuham Eveshta Swartho Hedushcha Samadaha Sorgashchaiga Apavargashcha Nani Artho Madade Priyaha. So for a jnani, Krishna is saying here that because he has come to that state, I am the most dearmost substance for him. For him, nothing is more dear than me. In the sense that because Atma's identification with Atma is perfect, he is saying Atma is everything and nothing higher than Atma. Nothing else exists beyond Atma. Krishna says here that madhurde anyaha priyaha artho nanyaha bhavati. That jnani, he finds in extreme blissfulness from this realization of the spiritual realization, self-realization. In other words, self is so dear to him, which is Krishna, that he finds nothing more interesting in this world. Then he says, jnana vijnana samsiddho samsiddha padam shrestam vidur mama jnani priyadamo domi jnani naso bhivartima. Says here, those who have come to that jnana realizations, they know me, they know who I am, and therefore they are very dear to me. Jnanis are very dear to me. He says, atha asau jnani me priyadama bhavati. Bhagavad Gita also says the same thing, isn't it? Udara sarvaye vede jnani tvalpeiva me madam astida sahi uttalma mameva utamam vidim. In the Bhagavad Gita you can see about jnani. Krishna says like that. So same thing Krishna repeating here also. Aso mam jnanena bhivarti. Then Krishna glorifies knowledge. Glorifies knowledge. Tapastirtham japodanam pavitrani darani cha nalam kurvandidam siddhim ya jnanakalaya krida. Krishna says there that what you will reach that state through knowledge and perfection, that will not come through austerities, it will not come through bathing in the holy rivers, or it won't come through chanting any mantra, or by charity, or by any other purificatory process, you won't come to that. Yada ya jnanakalaya krita. Then tasmad, therefore, jnanena sahidam jnatva svalpanam uddhavam jnana vijnana sammanno bhajamam bhakti bhavida. Therefore, Uddhava, therefore realize this truth, alpadattvam, all the knowledge of the self, and with that knowledge and jnanam and the vijnanam, that means knowledge and the realizations, leave everything and take me, worship me, surrender unto me. That's parabhakti stage. Parabhakti stage. Krishna is talking about that. Parabhakti. In that stage, that bhakti, what that happens. Then, jnana vijnana yajnena mamishto alpanama almani sarva yajna vadim mamvai samsiddhim munayo agaman. He says, from time immemorial, the rishis, they have used this jnanam and vijnanam, and through that sacrifice of jnana vijnanam, that they saw me different from Atma. Different from Atma. They saw me as the Atma. Sarvai Atma amishto Atmanam Atmani. Amishto Atma Atmani. That means through their sacrifices they came to realize me as the Atma. And Sarva Yajnavadimami Samsiddhim Vinayo Agamin. And they also saw me as the goal of all sacrifices. All sacrifices, it is me who has to be attained. They have seen that. And then in a very nutshell, in one verse, that knowledge which we have discussed for two or three classes, that you have to go back and read that most important verse. Toyuddhava ashrayadi yastrivitho vikaro mayandarapadadinad abhavargayor yet jinmadayo sayadami tavatasya kimsyo adhyamdayor yadasadosti tadeva madhye. That is that important verse. He mentioned at that time that these three vikaram, adhyatmiyam, adibhautiyam, adidevigam, that is maya. Krishna is saying there. To yuddhavashrayadiya strivitho vikaro. This strivitho vikaram, we discussed that also in the last few days, isn't it? Strivitho vikaram, how everything is broken into three due to influence of maya. Maya makes ahankaram, first maya breaks the false ego into three. Satya Ahangaram, Rajas Ahangaram, Tamas Ahangaram. From Satya Ahangaram comes the mind, Rajas Ahangaram comes the senses, and Tamas Ahangaram comes the body, gross body. Again, Krishna is saying, Adhyatmam, Adhibhutam, Adhidevam exists in the mind, intelligence, senses, ego, everywhere, breaks into three. So that is what he is saying here, that Trivitho Vikaro Mayandara Patati Nad Abhavargayor Yad. So, after saying all that, he says here, and yet I am andara patati, because it is only like the way that you see this variegationness, variegatedness, or this breakup into three, adhyatmam, adhibhautikam, adhidevikam, adhyatmiyam. That is Krishna saying here, is due to, just like you see the snake and the rope, that example, snake and the rope. That means, asya ami janmadaya idasyu tadabhida tavakim. Even if you take that, this creation has a beginning. Even if you take it, what does it matter to you? Krishna is asking. What does it matter to you if this world has a beginning? Because you have no beginning. See our ignorance in us, how deep it is. The world has a beginning or it has no beginning. What does that matter? Krishna is saying. Important thing is you realizing that you have no beginning. That is the most important thing. So, he says here, because he says, first of all, the world has no beginning. Krishna is saying there. Asi ami janmadaya yadasi tadabhidat sakshina tavakim. That you are only a witness here to this world, and asadaha adhyandayoho yadasti tadeva madhye asti. Because Krishna said this Chatushloki also. He said exactly the same thing, isn't it? Aham evasam evagre nanyadhan sadasat param. Paschad aham yadedacha yova shushyada sosmiham. That's the same thing Krishna is saying here. That what is in the beginning and what is in the end, that only exists in the middle also. There is nothing new. If something is there in the beginning and something is at, and the same thing is at the end, nothing else can be there in the middle. That is Krishna's logic. In Vedantam, it's a big argument that what is in the beginning and what is at the end, what exists in the beginning and what exists at the end, only that exists in the middle also. In the middle also. So just like when you see the rope and then you mistaken it as the snake and finally you realized it is the rope. So beginning there was rope, at the end also there is only rope. So in the middle also there is only rope, there is no snake. That's the argument. So here, adhyandayo yadasti tad madhye. So Andhra Krishna is saying, in the beginning and the end what is there, that is in the middle. Whatever you may say about this world, it has no validity. That's what Krishna is saying. What was there in the beginning, what is at the end, that only exists in the middle. And it was at that time what we saw in that chapter. Uddhava started asking about different things. He brought it up at that time to, in that chapter, he said that instruct me properly, because this first seven verses Uddhava could not digest. It was too deep. Like the way it started. Initially, Krishna gave one dose in the seventh chapter. Seven, from sixth Tundu Sarvam Paritij onwards. Uddhava could not digest it. So Uddhava raised a lot of questions there, and Krishna kept on answering them. And again, this is the second time, another dose Krishna has given these six verses. Again, Uddhava is finding it difficult to take it, because it is very difficult. The knowledge is so high and the realization is so high. Or an ordinary person, when you hear that, he will not be able to. The most immediate thing what will happen is he will leave everything. He won't go further than that when you hear these verses. That's what will happen. Because it is the very pinnacle or the very highest realization Vedantam what Krishna is talking about. The highest realization Vedantam, that is what is spoken in these verses. So naturally it won't happen overnight. It's not going to happen to overnight. Only highly realized souls who have lived a long life practicing Krishna consciousness and assimilating Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they will probably relish it, all these verses. So naturally Uddhava replied back saying that all what you have spoken is too high for me. I can't take it, he said, on board. It's not possible for me. And if I find out some other way where I can understand all these things what you are saying. So Krishna said so many things he said. Then he says to him that I'll talk to you certain things what happened in Mahabharata war. He bringing Bhishma inside. Bhishma is a jnani, realized person, isn't it? So if you look into Bhishma's departure from this world, you will see this. And Bhishma is one of the Stida Prajnata which is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, Krishna talks about Stita Prajnatvam, isn't it? Steady intelligence. That's the English word, steady intelligence. Actually, the right word is Stita Prajna. Prajna is Stitam. When you say steady intelligent, that intelligence you are talking about the brain then. That's where it goes. But that's not what it actually means. Prajna is Stitam. That means he's fixed in the, in his Prajna is fixed. Prajna means Prajnanam Brahmam. That realization Bhishma had all through. That is why if you look into Bhishma's activities in the Mahabharata and Krishna's activities in the Mahabharata, there is not a lot of differences. Bhishma is also speaking from a very higher level and his actions are also from a very higher level. That you will see when Bhishma spoke to Yudhishthira at the end. What did Bhishma say to Yudhishthira? Bhishma says to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, because Bhishma had problem with Krishna. Sorry, Yudhishthira had problem with Krishna. You know in Mahabharata what happened. After Mahabharata war, Yudhishthira blamed everything on Krishna. You are responsible for this. You caused all this problem. We sent you to talk peace with Kauravas. And you came back and you actually fired it up more. And you were responsible for this. You didn't do the thing what you sent you for. And like this, Yudhishthira was accusing and blaming Krishna for everything. Others said to Krishna, speak Bhagavad Gita to him because it worked on Arjuna. It will probably work with Yudhishthira also. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita better than he spoke to Arjuna, in a better way. Means with more examples and more expanded way he spoke to. Yudhishthira sat there and slept. Didn't hear anything. And finally when Krishna finished, Yudhishthira asked, have you finished now? What you got to say? Nothing. And no effect on Yudhishthira. So, it was at that time, Krishna understood the situation. Yudhishthira didn't have that faith in Krishna like Arjuna had. So, Yudhishthira had to find, or Krishna had to find someone else in whom Yudhishthira had the faith. And that was Bhishma. So, therefore, the whole drama took in a different way. Krishna says to Yudhishthira, if Bhishma tells you, will you accept it? Yudhishthira says, you got him killed also in the battlefield, didn't you? Krishna says, no, he hasn't left, he's still there. We can go up to him and talk to him. And that's how the whole group of Pandavas and Kunti Devi and Krishna and Dhaumya and Vedavyas all together goes to see Bhishma. And Bhishma instructs Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira got pacified. Why Bhishma? Bhishma had all that qualifications what Krishna had to talk dharma, what dharma means. And there, if you look Bhishma Suri, you will see there Bhishma saying to Yudhishthira, Yudhishthira, nobody is responsible for anything in this world. Which Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? What does Krishna say? Kartaham iti manyade, ahangara vimodhalma, kartaham iti manyade. And Uddhava's, Yudhishthira's ignorance was exactly the same thing. So Bhishma had to instant, and he said to him, Sarvam kala kritam manye. That kalam, this person who is standing here, he is that kalam personified standing, Yudhishthira. He has decided, and that's what will happen. Nothing else is going to happen here. Whatever he has made up, his decision, that is it. It is not going to change, and you don't have to take everything on your shoulders. It's not your problem. That is what. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? That famous verse. He says that Prarade kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahangara vimudhalma karta ahamiti manyate. Another version of that is what Bhishma is saying to Yudhishthira, Sarvam kala kritam manye. He says, kalam is doing its, what can you do, what can I do? He says. So, this realizations of Bhishma, you can see there in the Mahabharata war, and therefore Krishna is bringing again that, oh, he says, Ithamedat pura raja, Bhishmam dharma pradam varam, that Bhishma has spoken dharmam in the battlefield. Let us listen to that. And then he quoted Bhishma quite a lot and finally spoke about bhakti also. Krishna brings and ties it down to bhakti, everything. And it was at that time that in that chapter we have seen that mind is the whole problem. Mind is the whole problem. If the mind becomes inward looking, Krishna says it has some future. Mind has some future. But if it looks externally in the world, it will cause all problems to you in life. That's what Krishna spoken there. Then chittam shantam satvabha brahmhidam dharmam jnanam sa vairagyam aishwaryam chabi padyade. So many things Krishna said there. And then Uddhava, when Krishna spoke all these things, when Uddhava heard that, he felt that Krishna is saying in a completely different way about dharmam. Uddhava had some understanding of dharmam before. But Krishna's way of presenting dharmam is quite different. So he asked Uddhava, Uddhava asked some questions to Krishna. Then, I want to know more about these rules and regulations, that is yamam, niyamam, and dhanam, tapas, aishwaryam, satyam, dakshina, balam, labham, hri, shri, sukham, dukham, panditam, morkhan, all kinds of questions Krishna asked. Uddhava asked Krishna. Krishna answered them, all of them. And finally, Krishna understood that Uddhava is asking all these questions in the platform of good and bad, in the platform of right and wrong, in the platform of do's and don'ts within a shiva. So he told him, what's the point in talking about all these things, he says. Because that is not the goal of spiritual life. Goal of spiritual life is to get back to the platform of the soul, not to stay in the platform of right and wrong, good and bad, or gunadosham, do's and don'ts. This is not spiritual platform. Spiritual platform is higher than that. That is why Krishna is saying here, Eda Uddhavade Prasna Sarva Eva Nirubidaha Kim Varnidena Bhuna Lakshanam Gunadoshayoho Gunadosha Drishir Dosho Gunastu Ubhayavarjidaha. He said, seeing this gunadosham itself is bad, right and wrong, good and bad. And why to talk about all these things too much? Review this again and again and again. Krishna doesn't want to review all these things. He has no interest at all. He says to him, gunadosha drashir dosham. Seeing good and bad itself is bad. And not seeing good and bad is good. He closed that chapter, 19th chapter. Uddhava heard all that. Uddhava heard all this. And he says to him, you know, he says to Krishna, but you are the person who says all these things. Which one? Vidhi Nishedham. You have spoken in the Vedam. Vedam is yours. It is from you the Vedam has come. And in the Vedam, all this gunadosham, vidhi nishedam, everything is there. And varnashramam, that is also gunadosham, isn't it? Varnashram dharmam is also gunadosham. Based varnam, you made different varnam based on gunam. Brahmana dharmam, kshatriya dharmam, vaishya dharmam, shudra dharmam, based on gunam. Brahmachari, grahastham, vanaprastham, sannyasam, based on gunam. Ashrama dharmam, varna dharmam is also based on gunadosham. And all vikalpam, pradilomam, anilomam, all kinds of things he talks about there. And what do I suppose to do this gunadosham? Why did you say all these things then? So, didn't answer that directly. Directly didn't answer. Instead he said, there are three yoga systems, Uddhava. Because Krishna finds useless discussing this gunadosham as the absolute truth from the platform of the soul. When you look at it, all this has no meaning. All this has no meaning. But you have to remember this, that till we get to that state, what Krishna is talking about, they are necessary in this world. You can't write it off. No, I read in the Ekadashi Skanda, gunadosham Krishna doesn't care anymore. So I'll do what I like. That's not the law. That's not allowed. That is for that person who has come to that state of consciousness. Who is seeing everything in the platform of the soul. Who is seeing the world equal everywhere. Presence of Krishna everywhere. Samadarshitam. Or what Krishna calls it in that beginning, Tundu Sarvam Parityajya, that's the verse, that state. For them, gunadosham doesn't apply. Or similarly, vidhinishedam doesn't apply. So Krishna explained it that way to Uddhava. But instead of doing that directly, first he started talking about the three yoga systems. It's each who qualified for which yoga system. And finally, he talked about the glory of the human body. And human body's greatness, after explaining that, Krishna says there, Nadeham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanukulena napasvateridam puman bhavadhim nataretsa almaha. One who does not take advantage of this human birth to realize the truth, and after having I given him a first class body suitable for self-realization, and Guru Karmadharam, a spiritual master who is the best captain of the ship, who has the realization in him and who can get this message through the ears into him, into his heart. And Mayani Gulena Napasvaneritam, to such a person I'm always very favorable, Krishna says, who is fixed in spiritual life. For him. Now, we misunderstand like this, that when you are in the spiritual path seriously, spiritual life seriously, Krishna will give all the help for spiritual life. Krishna will give all the help for spiritual life. But Krishna won't be concerned about your material life. Material life. If we fall in, we expect all material comforts from Krishna to execute spiritual life. That's the way we see our spiritual life. If Krishna has made all facilities for me to engage in spiritual life, then I'll take to spiritual life. That is not Krishna's approach. Krishna's approach is, he says here, Mayanikulena Napasudheritam. I will make the situation favorable for him for spiritually. Everything favorable. And if he does not utilize that, Puman Bhavabdhyamna Taretsa Atmaha. He has committed suicide, Krishna says. What happens in life on the material side is prarabdham. That's nothing you can, Krishna is not going to touch. Krishna is not going to do anything about it. Not going to do anything about it. As we mentioned before, only extremely exceptional cases Krishna has put his hands on prarabdham. Otherwise not. That too to a limited degree. Because as far as Krishna is concerned, we have come here due to our own creation, our own karma. Our own karma, our karma vasana, our mind and our body and our life. It's all ours. Krishna doesn't want to interfere in that. Because he has created this law and he wants to follow that law. His law is this, that even whatever situation you have been put into, within that situation can you realize the truth. That is Krishna's point. I have put you into some material situation, doesn't matter where it is, in which situation it is. Even in that situation, while accepting what we talked before, while eating that prarabdham here, can you realize this truth? That is Krishna's question. I am not going to make your material situation, because you are not going to realize the truth after making the material situation perfect. Krishna knows that. Therefore, prarabdham, you have to keep eating. There is nothing you can do about it. But while going through that prarabdham, is it possible to realize the truth and escape from here? That is Krishna's question. That is why he spoke extensively in that 20th chapter about that. And he mentions there that the whole problem, Uddhava, is this mind. Mind is the whole problem. And he thought about that. And he mentioned there that the things are, certain things are required. First of all, karma shuddhi. Karma shuddhi means that in your karmam, some purification has to happen first. Karmam, some purification has to happen. What is that? That purification, what Krishna is saying here is, that first of all, from nishiddha karma, forbidden things, one has to come to kamya karma, fruitive activity. From forbidden karma to fruitive activity. From fruitive activity, one has to come to vihita karma, prescribed duty. In this way, karma you should purify. Krishna says, and then through that vihita karma, prescribed duty, you should make it as karma yogam, and karma shuddhi should happen in that way. Purification of one's own karma, Krishna spoke about that. If it happens, Krishna said, through that karma process, that means karma yogam process, if you purify your karma. Now, this, what Krishna has spoken here is based on the Vedam, the Vedic understanding. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given some concession on that. That karma yogam is not completely based on the Vedic principle of karmakandam. Here it is more referring to the karmakandam, but in the Bhagavad Gita, karma yogam, that means how to change one's karmam into yogam. That is a process he has spoken there, much more detail in the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, karma yogam. So after that, Krishna says, if karma yogam becomes the norm in life, what will happen is it will develop into purification inside. And naturally, the mind which is absorbed in the world will develop some taste for Krishna's instructions, for Krishna's words. You'll start taking it seriously. That is the time Shravanam Mananam becomes the beneficial to him. And then he spoke about that, and then he mentioned there that Shravanam Kirtanam Bhakti Sadhana, all these things, when it has become very active in one's life, that then that devotee, that person, vidyate hadaya granthi chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani mai drishte aghilalmini. The same famous words in the Upanishad. Krishna says, then talked about jnanam, vairagyam, everything in that chapter. And in the next chapter, 21st chapter, what did Krishna say? So 20th chapter, Krishna talked about these three yoga system in answer to Uddhava's question. In the 21st chapter, Krishna mentions there that if you do not take any of these three yoga systems, but live according to your mind and engage in the kshudra kamam, engage in sense gratification, enjoying the senses, and for such people, he has there only one choice, that is to keep changing the body and accept good and bad, whatever that comes in life, according to his karma. That is the only option left for him, Krishna mentioned there. And few things he mentioned, that he mentioned about this dharmam, adharmam, dharmartham, vyavahartham, yatrartham, that this vidhi nishedam or guna dosham, you can't put a blanket decision on them. It can change from place to place, from one place to another. And he also mentioned there dharmartham. Dharmam also changes from what is dharmam considered here may not be dharmam in another place. So that is a very difficult thing, Krishna says. Vyavahartham. In vyavaharam also, these changes are noticeable. That you can't put one rule in vyavaharam because it's vyavaharam. That is why it is like that. Yatrartham. While traveling also, dharmam changes. Dharmam changes. So all that things Krishna explained there. Then a few simple things. Dravyam. Shuddhi, ashuddhi. Something is pure, something is impure. Once something is pure, we can see, we talked about that also. Water is pure when it comes from the sky. And water is pure when it's collected from flowing river. It's purer. Water is pure if it's collected from the well. But water is not pure when it's collected from the tap. So we saw the reason why it is like that, isn't it? But because of that, you can't say that the that water cannot be used, because that's what's available. So what can you do? So on that basis, Krishna said that you can purify everything by chanting that mantra also. Apavitra pavitrova. You chant and it's ready. Similarly, if you look at everything, Krishna says there's nothing pure here. Everything is impure. Whether it's food, whether it's flowers, whether it's water, anything if you take here, everything is impure. Even the fire is impure, isn't it? Fire is impure, what we pray. That is because in the Vedam, the fire is designated in various categories based on the source from where it's coming from. So all those things Krishna explained in that 21st chapter. And finally, Krishna mentioned there also, Vishayeshu Gunadhyasat Pumsas Tangastado Bhavet. There before that he mentioned, Yado Yado, Uddhava, he says, Yado Yado Nivarteda Vimuchyeda Tatastada Esha Dharmo Nunam Kshemam Shoka Moha Bhayavaha. Our Sanatana Dharma, Krishna's philosophy is to free oneself from everything. The more you become free from your bondage here, so, as and when an opportunity comes in life, he says here, as much as possible, nivritti margam, not pravritti margam, not entangling more and more, rather freeing yourself more and more from this world, even from every aspect, eating habits, sleeping habits, or marriage, or everything. Krishna says, the idea is to free oneself, become more and more free. More and more you become free, the more and more you are close to liberation. Krishna mentions there, Esha Dharmo Nunam Kshemam, and that's the only way, Shokam Moham Bhayabha. That means fear and lamentation and illusion. Three things you will get released from that through Nivritti process, not through Pravritti, through Nivritti process. And he also, in that chapter, Krishna also spoke briefly about Karmagandam, and finally he mentions there that that all sorts of people are there in this world who are in different levels of understanding. And he gave a variety of people who are situated in different states in this world according to, based on their gunam, three modes of nature, Rajogunam, Tamogunam and Sattogunam. And finally he mentions that Vedam is Trikanda Vishayam. In Vedam there is three candles. Karmagandam, Jnanagandam, Upasanagandam. And it is very difficult to understand the message of the Vedam, he says. Why? Because Paroksha Vado Hrishayam, Paroksham Mamaja Priyam, he says. Everything is spoken in an indirect way. Nothing is spoken directly, everything is spoken indirectly in the Vedam. And therefore, Rishis like it that way. And he says here, I also like it that way. And the reason we have seen why it is like that, isn't it? Because he mentions there that otherwise they will read the Vedam, if it was directly spoken, what they will do is that that they will say, Krishna says, give up everything, and they will give up karma. That is one of the major problems, he says there. You should only give up karma when Hridaya Shuddhi happens. When through karma yogam, Hridaya Shuddhi happens, Chitta Shuddhi happens. After that, karmam can be given up. Before that, if you give up karmam, if you give up karmam, what will happen? You will become a burden on the world. And you will give trouble in this world. If you give up karmam before you become that, purity inside. So, and that is a hint at Jaiminis, Karma Mimamsa. He was talking about that. Even Jaimini does not understand Karmagandam enough. Who very much propagated Karmagandam, he doesn't understand Karmagandam, Krishna is saying that. Then, and he mentions there, because Jaimini propagated Karmagandam, Vedavyasa Maharshi's disciple, and in spite of all that, he says that Vedam is very, very difficult to understand. Shabda Brahmam Sudurbhodam പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയമനോമയം അനന്തഭാരം ഗംഭീരം ദുർവിഗാഹ്യം സമുദ്രവ ഓൾ ദോസ് തിങ്സ് കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ദി ഡെപ്ത് ഓഫ് വേദം സോ ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ട് ടു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഈ സൈഡ് ഓൺലി പേഴ്സൺ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വേദം ഈസ് മീ നോബഡി എൽസ് കൃഷ്ണ സേ ദാറ്റ് ഐ എം ദ ഓൺലി പേഴ്സൺ ഹു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വേദം നോബഡി എൽസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് ദ വിച്ച് ഈസ് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡബിൾ ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ്സ് കം ഫ്രം കൃഷ്ണ ഇറ്റ്സ് കം ഫ്രം കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് Then in a few verses, Krishna spoke about jnanis. How they understand that parapashyanti madhyama vaikari, how the Shabdam Brahma manifests in this world. And he also mentioned how different languages have come about in this world. Gayatri, Anushtupa, Brihadi Panti, all other expansions of that which we have spoken about before. And he mentions there that Uddhava, he says, Karmagandam is directed towards me because through Yajnam they worship me. Then he said Upasana Kandam means the deity worship, which is one aspect of the Vedam where different forms are worshipped. They are also worshipping me. Upasana Kandam also, they are worshipping me. Then in Jnana Kandam, where you reject everything and we talk about the soul and be situated in the platform of the soul, that is also, it is me, that finally they take it as the truth. So like that, he mentions that and finished that 21st chapter. In the 22nd chapter, Uddhava asked some questions, the numbers, calculations. Uddhava getting more and more, Uddhava is clarifying many things. Asking Krishna that there are so many elements in the truth, isn't it? When we talk about Tattvam, some people say 7, 9, 11, 13, 26, 28, all sorts of explanations from, and they are not ordinary people. They are from the rishis who have done that. And these rishis, they are all highly learned and they all know the truth also. In spite of that, when they presented it to the world, why this difference has come? Why these differences come? Krishna is saying that is understandable because we will also get confused in the same way, isn't it? Suppose somebody says to you 4, then you start thinking 5 must be wrong then. That's the mind, and intelligence does that. Whereas Krishna sees the numbers clearly, what numbers means. To Krishna, nothing means nothing. These numbers, isn't it? Numbers is in our way. How have we brought this mathematics and calculations, and we have got accountants and computers and all other things with the numbers to play with. It's about. But Krishna is not something you can bring within the limit of numbers. Krishna is above numbers. Numbers won't work with Krishna. So Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, they are all correct. He said, sit down quietly. Don't worry about it. They are all correct, he said. That's because he says to Uddhava, Uddhava, this thing called the mind will play the game. Mind will always say, it will bring two things together or break up another one to two or three. Therefore, this variation in the numbers, they are all correctly said. Because as far as Krishna is concerned, what? Vishwam ekatmakam pashyan. There is only one, and that one is Atma. That's all. Finished. Vishwam ekatmakam pashyan. There is not even two. Prakritya purushena cha. No. Vishwam ekatmakam pashyan. So for Krishna, numbering is easy. It's only one. For those whose mind has gone haywire in the world, for them, they will never stop finishing their inquiry. It will go on and on and on, generation after generation, this search will continue. Research, go on researching, what is the origin of this creation. That is how all these things have come out, which are molecules, atoms, and then protons, and electrons, and neutrons, and now boson or whatever they call it. So many on is on going on like this. Where is this going to end? Where is the truth going to come? Krishna is saying to us that Vishwam ekatmakam pashyan. There is only one substance, Atma. Realize the self, then you will know what creation means. Otherwise, you will never know creation. This foolishness of research and experiment and investing huge amounts of money completely coming from mode of passion and ignorance. It's not coming from goodness at all. Goodness is this, what Vedam is saying. Vedam is saying, Krishna is saying to us, Vishwam ekatmakam pashyan. There is only one thing, that is Atma. Prakritya purushena cha. No. Even two doesn't. That is when Uddhava asked that question, Prakriti and Purusha still exist, isn't it? Because Sankhya says like that. Krishna says, no. There is no Prakriti, there is no Purusha. Only what exists is only Purusha, which is Atma. And that is where Krishna finished that 22nd chapter. And at the end, Uddhava, seeing the heaviness of that instructions, said to Krishna that it is too hard to digest all these things. And that is when, yes, whatever you have spoken, I understand, Krishna, Uddhava says, but to tolerate this world and to go beyond this gunam dosham and vidhi nishedam and all that is very, very difficult. Just like we saw today, that Uddhava explained his situation to, without your grace, how will I come to that state like Jadabharata reached, like Rishabhadev reached, like Shuka Brahmarshi reached, like Dattatreya Maharshi reached and many others. How will I come to that state without your grace? Krishna answered that question. Krishna says to him that there is a story behind it. In one instance, in Avanti, there was a Brahmana who had everything with him. Plenty of wealth, family, and a person who lived a life of comfort because of he had so much wealth he had. Everything he lost, Krishna says to Uddhava. He lost everything. But that Brahmana didn't cry after he lost everything. When you go through that story, you will see what all he had to put up with in this world. And that Brahmana didn't cry, not only that he didn't cry, when he was practically put into great difficulty in life, and the whole world turned against him. The king turned against him, tax people turned against him, the thieves robbed him everything, family abandoned him, and even after that, when he had a little food to eat, some children came and insulted him by throwing dust into the food. He couldn't eat. He had no food. Nobody will give him any food either. Because when he had a lot of wealth, he didn't give it to anybody. Kept it to himself. So the result was, he says, Yakshavitam. Story we talked about before. Yakshavitam was this wealth. So much wealth, but won't give to anybody. In that way, live like that. And finally, what happened? Krishna says there that Brahmana, after from everything in this world turned against him, so he sang a song, and that is that Vitriya, which you will see next Christmas week. When we get a week together, we can discuss at that time. Till then we'll continue Bhagavad Gita. So we have another 15 minutes, so if you can just have some kirtan for